Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go again, Israel. A lot of Israelites is going back into the world, you know. I can't figure it out. I mean, where you gonna go? Where you gonna go after you heard this truth?
I've got a question.
Try to stay faithful and true. I know it's hard, but don't stop. Don't stop.
can't come here. After everything they did, we gon' get them back and then we gon' get the kingdom, yeah. I know some of y'all don't like that, but that's the truth, oh yeah.
Shabbat Shalom, family. Shabbat Shalom, and welcome back. Welcome back to the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, which is sponsored by Blog Talk Radio. I'm your sister, your host, your teacher, as well as your servant, Georgia Johnson. Today, family, is the 18th of January, 2013, and we are getting ready to finish up a spiritual message, okay? We've been doing a series speaking about the spiritual things, okay? So this is going to be a series that's going to go into Yahushua, basically, the understanding of Yahushua, where we talk about the set-apart spirit, okay? Many people are believing that to be born again means to go ahead and dip yourself in a little cup of water or whatever, but that's not what our Father set Yahushua here to teach us, okay, whereby he allowed the apostles to go out and teach the truth. Speaking of the resurrection and the set-apart spirit that we're all to receive, okay, upon the death of Yahushua, and upon the resurrection back to our Father in heaven, Yahuwah. Okay, so we're going to be talking about, this is part two, the addendum to be born again by the set-apart spirit. I'm going to always use set-apart spirit because there's many spirits in this world right now, family. So we're going to be focusing on the Ruach, the set-apart spirit that came by way of Yahushua's death, burial, and resurrection, okay? Not the spirit that's in this world right now. So I'm going to really try to focus on these words because these words are what get people confused when even understanding the Father's word. You got to come to the Father for the truth, okay? Through the Ruach, through the set-apart spirit. And we're going to get into a little bit of that understanding because much is being taught in error concerning this being born again and water baptism, okay, and as well as the set-apart spirit. A lot of things are being mistaught. Many people have not really become spiritual or have not worked out of the set-apart spirit, and that's why a lot of people are missing it. But we're going to try to give that understanding and go through teachings that are going out amongst Israel right now, okay, amongst Israel. I don't really worry about I hope nobody gets upset when I say that, but I really don't worry about the Gentiles as much because we know that in the book of Judges 2, it told us that they're going to be there to try us. So I already know, zip, they're out when it comes to our Father's word. But to get to the truth of our Father's word, we know that the Father is lifting up many of us to teach. So we have to make sure that we're all teaching the same message that Paul and the other apostles were out there teaching, as well as Yahushua when he came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Okay? He was teaching the same word. You know, we don't want to do it like the church system where there's different denominations when there's only one word. You know, we don't want to be like that. We want to stick with the Father's word in truth and in righteousness, rightly dividing the word, using precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, and not a little there, but enough there when you go to the here a little, there a little. Go get enough so that the full understanding can be given. We're going to show you how if certain people would go just a little bit further when gathering that little bit here, a little bit there, they would really get the full understanding. So, you know, I'll leave it at that. I'm not going to say anything more about that. But you need to be paying attention, okay, because many people are being deceived by certain teachers, certain things that are coming out of their mouth. And it behooves me when we reprove these teachers that they still don't change their ways. If I can give it to you in Scripture, it's not me speaking, it's the Father. So we're going to go on with much more understanding, and I pray that everyone out there, this is going to benefit you as well. If you are listening to certain people out there, okay, you got to stick with the Father's word, even over mine. When you hear my mouth, you better make sure that my mouth is reading straight out the Scripture. I can tell you what that means by precepting it, yeah, but it's got to be in the Father's word, and the Ruach has to flow where you can get that understanding, where you get it, you know. Some people I know won't get the truth. It wasn't meant for everybody, but there are many who come to listen to our shows, whether they are Hebrew, lost sheep, or Gentile. And maybe they just have never heard the truth. So we're going to open up with a prayer, family, to our Father, and just thank our Father. This is our Shabbat day, okay? We're going to thank our Father for everything and give him praise, where is all praise due. All right, family, if you put your hand forward up in the air like we're supposed to do to our Heavenly Father when we pray, and we're just going to thank Father Yahuwah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, just for being here amongst all your children. Hallelujah. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you, Father, for giving us this platform of Blog Talk Radio whereby we can speak to one another and get the truth of your word by reading your word, Father. I want to thank you for giving us the Ruach to get the right interpretation of your word. Father, we thank you for all our brothers and sisters who are earnestly seeking your words, your truth. We thank you for the guests who pop over and hear the truth of your word. Father, we just thank you for getting up in the morning, plain and simple, for giving us the breath, the Ruach, within our bodies, this vessel, so that we can do one more day whatever your will be. Father, we thank you and we praise you and we worship you. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the Redeemer, your only begotten Son, Yahushua, by his death, burial, and resurrection, which is recorded in your word, that now we have the Ruach and the power and the understanding. Father, we thank you for waking up those dry bones. We thank you, Father, for getting those who are scattered in who knows where, places that don't receive the word readily, but that through your word, your promise, that they would hear the word and the truth of your word. Father, we thank you and we ask that that power that was given unto us by Yahushua's resurrection, that we call upon that power right now, Father, as Isaiah 54, verse 17 says, that no weapon that is formed against us is going to prosper, and that every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment, thou shalt condemn. Father, we thank you for that beautiful word. Father, we thank you and we ask you to continue to watch over everyone who is here today in ear range so that they can hear the truth of your word, Father. We come against all principalities, all powers, all witchcraft, all hindering spirits, any evil forces that may try to penetrate the truth of your word, Father, or this radio broadcast. Father, we bind and crush every wickedness, spiritual or through a man, a vessel, spiritually inhabited. We come against that, Father, where they cannot prosper, they cannot move forward. We bind them and we send all spirits back to those dry, desolate places. And Father, we thank you for that power. In Yahushua's precious name, Father, hallelujah, Father, hallelujah. We praise you and we thank you, Father. All right, family, welcome, welcome, welcome. We're getting ready to get it rolling. I hope you're ready to learn something today because we're getting ready to get to it. Hey, shalom, my brothers and sisters. I see you guys out there. Oh, good. Sister Lakeisha, you got my message. Sister Sharon, she's there. Yachal, Deborah, shalom, shalom. And all guests, welcome. We're getting ready to get into some information. This is going to be the last, family. This is the last that we're going to be doing on this because I think after we cover today, speaking about the born again, well, people said, hey, I'm born again, I'm saved, I'm blessed, I'm not stressed, all this stuff, but they're going by the water baptism to gain this so-called redemption or the forgiveness of sins and thinking that they dip themselves sinfully into some water that when they pop up that, you know, hey, they're ready just to go walk into the kingdom. But, see, we're going to find out that that wasn't what Yahushua was teaching or preaching. But there's many who tell you that only by the water baptism can you be born again. And that's what we want to hit today, family. So today's lesson will be focusing on the misteachings of born again. Now, specifically focusing on those who are not operating in the set-apart spirit, or have been taught by those who operate in another spirit and have taught in error concerning water baptism and the set-apart spirit and being born again. Now, many are going to find offense. I'd say it, and it's true. Many will find offense when we speak of certain men who crept in unawares, although the scriptures definitely speak of that. You know, these certain men who have crept in unaware and were misteaching Israel, okay, which are these men who crept in unaware. They're called scribes and Pharisees in the New Covenant, are better known for those who do understand and do operate out of the set-apart spirit. These men who have crept in unaware are known as the serpent seed, okay, and it's as clear as it gets. Not being able to connect, not being able to connect the truth of the word. When we look into the word and it tells us that, many people don't have the set-apart spirit. Not every, just because you're walking around, just because you're claiming that you're a Hebrew Israelite doesn't mean that you are called and that you have a set-apart spirit, because we know, even if we go into the word, you can go to Romans 9, verse 26, and that states that all Israel is not Israel, okay? It states that they are not all Israel, which are of Israel. You can go to Romans 9, verse 6 and read that. And then if that is not good enough for you, the Father says it in two more places, which is clear. These are just connecting the dots, understanding the serpent seed are these scribes and Pharisees, are these men who crept in unaware who have been teaching our people an error. So if you go to Romans 9, verse 6, it's going to tell you they are not all Israel, which are of Israel. That's the same thing, family, connected to Revelation 2:9, which states, I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Hebrews and are not. Taking it right back, family, to Revelation 3:9, and it says the same thing. They are those who would say they are Hebrews, but they're not, but do lie. This is all speaking of the serpent seed, okay, and the doctrine of the tree of knowledge and good and evil, that these serpents or these people who crept in unaware are speaking, because they were not called by our Father, but they are passing themselves off to where you believe that they are Hebrews and they should be teaching. You got to really watch it. A lot of people get upset when I bring up this information, but it is the Father's word. It's all in there. If you really know what you're looking at, if you're operating out of the set-apart spirit, it should become clear to you, okay? So we're going to find out that even when Paul states that, they can't give you the truth outside of what the eyes can see because they are spiritually discerned, okay? Some have learned the ways of the heathen. Others are truly the heathen, but you just don't know the difference. That's why it tells us in the parable of the wheat and tares that the angels are going to have to separate. And when Yahushua comes back, he said he's separating within the family. What do you think that means? If the book is our history book, which the Gentiles have termed the Bible, if this is our history book, who do you think he's speaking of? When Yahushua says he's going to come separate the mother and the daughter, the son, the father, and all this stuff. Who do you think he's talking about? See, when you come into finding out that you're a Hebrew, there's way more to the story. And that's what we're going to get to the bottom of, because our people have been learning in error. And I can't say for sure if these people, I have a hunch, but I'm not going to say anything. Many of these people have been teaching far longer than myself, far longer than myself. But what I don't get is if I can get it, why can't they get it? And I'm looking at how they're teaching and where they stop off with that here little, there little precept, and it's like if they would have went just a little further, the answer was there. Why didn't they take that extra little verse and give it to you so you can get that clear understanding? And yet they won't be deceived by what they're teaching you. I'm finding that this is a very consistent thing that is being done in Israel, where they're precepting, and it's good to precept, but you got to give the understanding. This is definitely speaking about this. And that's why I tell everybody, when you listen to anybody teaching, get the Bible verse, pause it, and go check out some lines before or after. I like to go read a whole chapter before and a chapter after to make sure that that is what this is speaking of. Because if not, you will be deceived, because the lie sounds so much like the truth, family. Okay? And this is just, this is love. I'm giving you love, okay? If I didn't tell you these things, I would not love you, because I know it's being done, okay? So we want to get started, family. We want to get started because I want to make sure that everybody is truly getting what you need, so that when you go out there and start dealing with other people, especially with the word, you can back your word up. You know, you are edified in the ruach, okay, in that seventh part spirit, that you know you got the truth, only because we have gone to our Father's word to declare the truth from the lies. So we're going to begin. I want to do this. I have an MP3 left off from the last show we did. I think I'm going to open up with that, okay? And this is just hitting the brunt. We're specifically, and they're not the only ones doing it, but they're the ones that I caught an actual video, and there was just too many goodies in it just to leave it set, where I can dispel a lot of the lies they're showing you. And I will today. You could better believe that. I will within the scripture. So I'm going to give you a quick audio opening that it's about 7 minutes long, but you got to hear it because you got to remember that subtle, is that beast that entered into the garden was very subtle, very, very subtle. And the lies, they just overwhelm you sometimes because they're reading out of our book and it does sound like this is what it's speaking of. So the lies are very close to the truth. But if you're really not going to study to show yourself approved, a lot of times you're not going to catch it, okay? And that's why we have to read upon our own. It's all right to go listen to somebody else if you found it in the Word. Go ahead, go for it. Take out the pieces you need, throw out that bad stuff, you know? But see, many of our people, they can't handle it. They can't handle that bad stuff. You got to know the truth first before you go out there. Because unless you're really operating in the set-apart spirit, you may be deceived. That's why this thing, you got to understand, is it the water baptism or is it the baptism that Yahushua was bringing on by his resurrection, which is the set-apart spirit? Which one trumps the other? Because you will hear these brothers say that it's John the Baptist, water baptism, that trumps Yahushua's spiritual baptism. In so many words, that's what they're saying. So what I'm going to do, family, we're going to get started with this. I want you guys to actually listen so you can say, yep, Georgia didn't say it. That's exactly what they said. So I'm going to play this for you just to open up and refresh your memories. This is dealing with the gathering of Christ. This is one of their videos where they were talking about born again, and they're speaking that the water baptism is it. If anybody's telling you that it isn't, that the Father's not dealing with them, well, let's just listen. Listen to their words, okay, because this can't be my words. Let's listen to what they say, and then we're going to go into Bible verses they're giving and see if these Bible verses actually fit what is being spoken of. So everybody, pay attention, get your tea, get your coffee, do what you got to do, sit back, sit tight, and listen.
How do you recognize a truth from a lie? That means the truth of Christ from everything else. All right? Now, the first thing that I would like to mention on that is that, and I say this all the time, it's interesting looking on YouTube or whatever the case is, you might be looking into different Israelite groups and whatever the case is, and I know some people look at some of the clips in different groups out there for entertainment purposes, because some of it is outlandish, some of it is provocative, some is surprising, and a lot of it is funny. Some of it is funny to some degree. So I understand that people look out there for entertainment value or whatever. They go to this lesson to get this. If they want to see somebody, you know, whatever the case is. That's what the internet has made some of this out to be. But the bottom line is the Bible tells you must be very careful. Why? You can't be getting tossed to and fro in every wind of doctrine. Why? If you didn't understand it all over the place, understand that keeps you still. Suppose one believed this and one believed another. And now you're questioning whether or not either of them are true. Where's your growth? You'd rather find one place in which you're comfortable with and grow with that particular body. That's the key. That's the key. But the question comes in you making the choices. How do we know which way to go? All right? So the first thing you should understand is there's nothing new under the sun or common to man. There was a way that you could recognize the truth and stick with the truth. Now, some of us feel that, okay, slave ships and we all are Israel and the white man is caused all over there in Israel. They're not the Jews. We all know this. But then there's a higher level in understanding. Why? Number one, and we say this all the time, the first thing you need to look into when it comes to choosing where you should learn is the baptism. That's number one. I don't care what people are bringing and what they're saying, slave ships and everything else. If there's Israelites out there that reject the baptism, that is the only flag you need to know to reject that particular sect or doctrine. That's the key point. If anyone denied the baptism of Christ, the water baptism of full submersion, they're not of the truth, and they're not part of Christ's body. Alright? To prove to you that the baptism was given to John from the heavenly realm. He was told to baptize and prepare the way for Christ. And the disciples followed in that realm. The baptism itself comes from the heavenly realm. You must go through water like a newborn baby to receive the kingdom of heaven. You got that? Let's go to St. John 3 and read 5.
St. John chapter 3, verse 5. Yeshaya answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee.
I say unto thee.
Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit."
So it's deeper than just having the Spirit. You must be born with the water also. Fully submersion. Full submersion.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 5.
Read.
One Lord.
One Lord, Yeshaya.
One faith.
There's only one faith, which means there's only one faith to believe that Christ established in this earth. Read.
One baptism.
And one baptism, period. There's only one Lord, one faith, and there's only one baptism, period. Those who agree with the baptism and come together in Christ and the understanding of Christ are together. Usually those that are not with the baptism are those, they know they're Israel, but they're not dealing with the doctrine of Christ. They're dealing with the doctrine of one of the other factions who are operating during Christ's times. Christ's time in this earth. You got that? Now, for those who might not think that this is so, and I'm saying this for those who are out there looking at all these other Israelites and all that, but don't even realize a lot of these guys are not even dealing with the spirit of getting into the kingdom of heaven at all when it comes to doctrine. Why? Because they haven't received the gift of the Holy Spirit. And you cannot receive that gift if you reject baptism. To prove to you that the baptism was given to John from the heavenly realm. He was told to baptize and prepare the way for Christ. And the disciples followed in that realm. The baptism itself comes from the heavenly realm. You must go through water like a newborn baby to receive the kingdom of heaven. You got that? Let's go to St. John 3 and read 5.
St. John chapter 3, verse 5. Yeshaya answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee.
I say unto thee.
Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit."
So it's deeper than just having the Spirit. You must be born with the water also. Fully submersion. Full submersion.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 5.
Read.
One Lord.
One Lord, Yeshaya.
One faith.
There's only one faith, which means there's only one faith to believe that Christ established in this earth. Read.
One baptism.
And one baptism, period. There's only one Lord, one faith, and there's only one baptism, period. Those who agree with the baptism and come together in Christ and the understanding of Christ are together. Usually those that are not with the baptism are those, they know they're Israel, but they're not dealing with the doctrine of Christ. They're dealing with the doctrine of one of the other factions who are operating during crisis times. Crisis time in this earth. You got that? Now, for those who might not think that this is so, and I'm saying this for those who are out there looking at all these other Israelites and all that, but don't even realize a lot of these guys are not even dealing with the spirit of getting into the kingdom of heaven.
Okay, I think I must have double-taped that. But anyhow, you get the idea. So they're saying that if you do not accept this full submersion by the water baptism that John offered, that you're not dealing with our Father. You know, you're not really a Hebrew Israelite, okay? Spiritually discerned. That's what I will say, spiritually discerned. And we're going to prove that, spiritually discerned. You ought to notice that these brothers use the word, I think they say Hashaya or something like that, Hashaya, and they got a lot. You got to listen to the whole video. I'll give you a link at the very end. But they say Hashaya, I think, is what they call it, Yahushua. So, what spirit they're dealing with, I don't know. I don't know why they intentionally, there's a lot of people who go out the YAH, a lot of people who do. I don't understand all that, but they do. So I'll just leave that part like that. But you got to know the name, and you got to know who you're calling upon, and you got to know the truth, because it's only the truth that will set you free. Now, I'm going to give everybody to start off before we even get started. Let's see. I want to take you guys to just a quick thing. First, just know this. The truth, okay, it offends our Hebrew family from afar, because when they come over to our site, they have not accepted the whole truth of Yahushua and the two creations. Many of them don't know it, haven't heard it, or if they heard it, they heard it from the Gentiles and just say, okay, that's definitely a lie. They don't understand that Paul had letters, and he was rebuking through his letters. They don't understand Yahushua's resurrection, the fullness of it. Okay, a lot of people, they'll read all the scripture where it's definitely speaking of something that is set apart with a set-apart spirit, but then they don't grasp the fullness of it. So if you're not going to grasp that Yahushua's death, burial, and resurrection meant something, it trumped what John was making the path clear for. You know, John was water baptizing. But it was something, it's like this is the forerunner. This is what we're supposed to have understanding of. But Yahushua came to perfect whatever the flesh could do. He came to bring his spiritual. And a lot of people just don't get this. It becomes offensive to them when we bring this stuff out. But nonetheless, let me just take you really quick. Have the understanding, family. The deception is very subtle and very crafty. Now, Yahushua warned if that time was not cut short, even the very elect would be deceived. This is why I got to go there. This is why this is so important that we talk about this born again and this set apart spirit and all the nonsense of teachings that are out there dealing with these topics. Because it tells us when we go to Matthew 24, I'm going to read verses 11, verses 22 through 24, okay, three verses. Okay, it tells us, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Remember, this is Yahushua. This is our Redeemer telling us this in the book of Matthew 24. He says, and except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. That if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is salvation or redemption, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false comforters and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. You know, I threw in the strong concordance meaning of some of those words that maybe if I bring it at a different angle, you might get it. But there's many people who tell you to, hey, flee to Egypt. Start a little mini civilization in you know, we're going to have a little camp out here in the United States. You know, they're telling you all these things to do, but we got to stick to the word. If you're preparing yourself by anything of the flesh, you're just deceiving yourself because the Father's word does not say that. But it lets us know that this deception is going to be very subtle. And, you know, if it wasn't for that time being cut short, even the very elect would be deceived. That's telling you something. This is going to be something that's so close to the truth. So we're going to break down and allow you to hear how they go about with Scripture, but is that what really the Scripture is saying? Because we're going to go to those Scriptures, okay? Now, we're going to be looking at what is being taught through the flesh, family instead of the set-apart spirit concerning being born again. We're going to focus on John 3 and the baptism, okay? We're going to find out what baptism is everything coming to the ultimate set-apart spirit baptism that Yahushua had to offer. We're going to read about it in John 3. I'm going to read to you guys, and I'm going to give you a link to that. John 3, I'm just going to give you all John 3. For those of you at home, you can follow along as well, okay? And here, right here, oh, shalom. I'm going back to my chat line. I see Sister Donna. Shabbat shalom. Welcome. And everybody else who just popped in on me. Okay, finally truth. No, wait, yeah, finally truth. I see you out there, too, and a bunch of guests. Okay, welcome, welcome, welcome. Now, I just gave everybody, and especially the people who listen by phone, I never get to really mention them, but hey, Shabbat Shalom. Okay, I don't want to leave anybody out here. Okay, I just gave everybody a link on John chapter 3. Now, for this part of the study, you got to make sure that you've gone to the other four parts before this, okay? Or I think there might be three parts. I can't remember, but I put a little line on the top of them saying that this is a spiritual series. And I listed them, you know, so that you guys can know that all this goes to one particular show. I'll probably redo it again to make sure there's no confusion. And if you want to know about the born again and the water baptism and the spiritual understanding of what Yahushua had to offer, you can find it all within this series. But I want to take everybody quickly to John chapter 3, verses 14 to 36, because this is what we're hitting upon. We hit upon the first 13 verses of John 3 within the last few shows. Now we're going to hit upon verses 14 to 36, okay? And, excuse me, bear with me, family. I did have a cold, and I'm getting over it, so my voice is coming back. It's going in and out, kind of. Anyhow, let's begin at verse 14. It says, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up." Now, we're talking about the resurrection there. I don't know if you caught that, but we're talking about the resurrection. The Son of Man, we know that's Yahushua. "Even so must the Son of Man be lifted up." How is he getting lifted up? Somebody going to pick him up? Is that what the physical? Pick you up and lift you up? No. We're talking about the resurrection, okay? This is all spiritual. Then verse 15, "That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For Yahuwah so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For Yahuwah sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of Yahuwah." That's why I said the name is very important. Many verses in the Bible will tell you about the name. This is why those who didn't want you to come back spiritually, they had to take the name out, because there's power in the name, family. Okay, verse 19 reads, "And this is a condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither come to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth come to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in Yahuwah. After these things came Yahushua and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there be tarried with them and baptized. And John also was baptized in Anon near to Salim, because there was much water there." Remember, John was a forerunner, making the path straight for Yahushua. So it says that there was much water there. "And they came and were baptized, for John was not yet cast into prison. Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Hebrews about purifying. And they came unto John and said unto him, Teacher, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him. John answered and said, A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Ye yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Redeemer, but that I am set before him. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy, therefore, is fulfilled. He must increase, speaking of Yahushua, but I must decrease, speaking of John and the water baptism. He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly, and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. And what he hath seen and heard, that he testifieth, and no man receiveth his testimony. He that hath received his testimony hath set to his seal that Yahushua is true. For he whom Yahuwah hath sent speaketh the word of Yahuwah. For Yahuwah giveth not the set apart spirit by measure unto him. The Father loveth the Son, and hath given all things into his hand. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of Yahuwah abided on him. So just that right there tells us that Yahushua trumped John the baptism, you know, his baptism. John the Baptist was doing the Father's will, granted. But right at this point, Yahushua was not yet resurrected, okay? He was just clearing up that path, making it straight for Yahushua. Yahushua came to fulfill, okay, prophecy. Upon the fulfillment of the prophecy, a lot of things were done. And we're going to get into those things that were done because many people are not understanding Yahushua. You know, John the Baptist, that was of the flesh. Water baptism, that is of the flesh. But what did Yahushua have to offer us? That's all spiritual. It's clear, it's simple, and he is over all. He is definitely over the assembly, okay, the Hebrew Israelites. So we're going to get to the truth of all this, family. A lot has been said, a lot has been twisted and perverted to get to the truth of which one do we follow, the water baptism or just a set-apart spirit in the book of Acts. Is that it? Where does it go from there? Are we in error if we do the water baptism? If we in error if we don't do the water baptism? A lot of people are having problems with this because, as you heard these one brothers from Gathering of Christ, you know, their argument sounded very good because, you know, they're going to read you a little bit of scripture, and if you are not founded in the word, hey, it sounds good. And we're going to see just that, and I'm going to break it down so good for you. There won't be anything that you could come back to me with, because once I break these scriptures down and show you in the Word what it's speaking of, and you're going to hear that, wait a minute, if they just told you that if they're not bringing you the truth, that you need to get away from them, well, it would have to apply to them as well. I'll just leave it at that. Now, Acts 1 and 5, it says, "For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the set-apart spirit, not many days hence." Now, we're speaking of when they all went to the upper room, then Pentecost, and the set-apart spirit was put upon the apostles, the women who were there, and some other people who were there. And they were speaking in tongues, the gifts that were given by the Most High through the Ruach. And all this came by way of the resurrection of Yahushua. So a lot of people like to hit on that. But they say, well, see, it was just that one time. No, because, family, if everybody had the set-apart spirit, if everybody was operating in the spirit, let's say that, if everybody was operating in the spirit, there wouldn't be no point for the apostles to go out and teach everywhere, nor would there be any point for us to get out here and teach the truth right now, because everybody would hear it, because the set-apart spirit leads you to truth. But that's not what's happening. So, you see, they had to go out and teach and preach the truth of Yahushua and the resurrection, okay, whereby the washing by the word, the set-apart spirit, you could become filled with. A lot of people got spirits in them, but it's not the set-apart spirit. A lot of people, they're too fleshly, and they don't even know they're that fleshly, I don't think. I think some of them work out of the flesh, but they believe because the way people are teaching that they are really operating by the set-apart spirit, but they're not. They are not. Okay, I want to go ahead and start. We ended off the last show with a part 9 of the MP3, and I want to touch on that again because I want to go into some Bible verses and give some understanding. So I'm going to play the 9th MP3, that I played last show, and it's not very long. It's 4 minutes, 5 minutes long. So everyone take a listen. Really pay attention to what they're saying, because, like I said, that is so subtle that it sounds like this is the truth. But when we really take a look at the scripture, break these words down and see what is being spoken of, you're going to get it, okay? So you're going to be using discernment while we go over the gathering of Christ, speaking of being born again by full submersion with the water baptism. Okay, 5 minutes long. Listen up, family.
Go ahead.
Then he suffered him. And Yeshua, when he was baptized, went up straight away out of the water.
So Christ was baptized himself. Read.
And lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of the Most High descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. So the Father gave the seal of approval once Christ went through the water. Crystal clear. Cannot get any clearer than that. So anyone out there that's claiming that they're Israel, and them following the word and reading the word is baptism, and they don't need to get baptized, are against the gospel of Christ. Because Christ himself went through baptism. He's the way, the truth, the life, and no man cometh to the Father but by him. And if anyone's giving you an excuse not to be baptized, that's the spirit of the devil. That's like the Pharisees and scribes who were on the side looking at the baptism, but did not want to partake in the acknowledging of their own sins. There's more. Let's go to John 4:1.
St. John chapter 4, verse 1.
Read it.
When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Yeshua made and baptized more disciples than John.
So the Pharisees, who were Israelites, were keeping tally on Christ. They seen that Christ baptized more than John. So how can someone come now and say the baptism is done away with when after Christ was baptized, he ended up baptizing more people than John did? Read it again.
St. John chapter 4, verse 1. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Yeshua made and baptized more disciples than John.
He made and baptized more disciples than John. And in parentheses it said, read.
Though Yeshua himself baptized not.
Which means he did not go into the water. Read.
But his disciples.
But his disciples went into the water. So those who are looking to be baptized would see Christ at the bank, and Christ would speak to them and deal with them and gospel to them, and he had the disciples waiting in the water. Once the brothers and sisters were convicted and confessed their faults to Christ, they would go into the water, and the disciples were waiting to put them in the water. Read that in parentheses again.
Though Yeshua himself baptized not.
That means he didn't put the people in the water. Read.
But his disciples.
But his disciples did it. That's crystal clear. So that means after Christ was baptized, the disciples were baptizing. See, this is the key indicator to separate those who are in Christ and those who just believe they're Israel. Knowing you Israel is only one step. And I say this all the time, especially for the brothers and sisters who are looking for Israel to come together. Get off of that. Israel was never together. Christ is going to gather those who are with him when he returns. And the Israelites who reject Christ is not going to make it. So get off that trick that because we all came over in the cargo slave ship together, that we all should be together. It doesn't work like that. One faith, one Lord, and one baptism. Hold that and get Ephesians 4 and 5. I'm going back to John, but read Ephesians 4 and 5.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 5.
Read.
One Lord.
One Lord, Yeshua.
One faith.
There's only one faith, which means there's only one faith to believe that Christ established in this earth. Read.
One baptism.
And one baptism, period. There's only one Lord. one faith, and there's only one baptism, period. Those who agree with the baptism and come together in Christ and the understanding of Christ are together. Usually those that are not with the baptism are those, they know they're Israel, but they're not dealing with the doctrine of Christ. They're dealing with the doctrine of one of the other factions who are operating during Christ's times. Christ's time in this earth. You got that?
Okay, that's the end of that one. Now, we're going to hit it. I hope you're ready. I gave everybody on the chat line the link to John chapter 4. Because they read John chapter 4. But they specifically went to Ephesians 4 and 5, which said one redeemer, one faith, one baptism. And they still don't get it right about that baptism. And I could go as far as redeemer, because they call on Yeshaya. I don't know who Yeshaya is. I really don't. But I'll leave that one alone. There's only one redeemer. Now, the reason why I leave that one alone, because it's told to us in the book of Zephaniah that when the Father gets us all together and everything, we're going to have a pure language. So I'll leave that one alone. But one faith. The faith is the truth of the word, believing upon what is written within our history book. And in truth, you can't just have faith and you don't know what you got faith on, what's truth from lies, what's being spoken. So we have to read the word with understanding, allowing the set-apart spirit that is now with us to lead us to this truth. But the one baptism seems to throw a lot of people. And I put it, how is it that, you know, these brothers, they can read one redeemer, one faith, one baptism, and not understand that John was a forerunner to Yahushua. I don't get that, how they can't get that. It's clear. The reason Yahushua did not baptize family, because they talk about in John, the fourth chapter, and I'll just run back there real quick. In John chapter 4, it says, when therefore Yahushua knew how the Pharisees, or I could say Yahushua, when Yahushua knew how the Pharisees had heard that Yahushua made and baptized more than disciples than John, let me read that again because I kind of messed up my words there, but it's John chapter 4, verse 1. When therefore Yahushua knew how the Pharisees had heard that Yahushua made and baptized more disciples than John, they went to verse 2, though Yahushua himself baptized not, but his disciples. So they're throwing everything on that verse. Well, you'll be in error. Because there's something that people just keep forgetting, because you got to go back to the scripture. I'm going to point it out to you. First of all, let me just say this. If you don't understand the serpent seed, as we've heard in their prior tapes, they would tell you those Pharisees were just wayward Hebrews. But that's not what the word said. The word said that there were scribes and Pharisees who were sitting in Moses' seat. Yahushua and John the Baptist, they called them den of vipers, taking it right back to the serpent seed. So if you get that part mixed up, a lot of this stuff won't make sense. But when you have the understanding that he already knew about the, you know, there's nothing new underneath the sun. The scribes and the Pharisees heard that Yahushua made and baptized more than the disciples of John, though Yahushua himself baptized not, but his disciples. When we get to that, people think, okay, yeah, you see, we're supposed to, as disciples of Christ, as they say, we're supposed to baptize with the water. You're forgetting the verse. I'm going to take you there. I'm not going to give out all the links because I want to kind of move with this, but I'll tell you what verses I'm pulling from. Now, get the understanding about John chapter 7. I'm going to read verses 37 to 39 and give it to you. Okay, if you believe that just because Yahushua was standing on the side and the disciples were doing the baptizing, that, you see, that means that there's water baptism, you will be in error because you are overlooking John 7. When we go to John 7, verse 37 to 39, it reads, in the last days, that great day of the feast, Yahushua stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Now, remember, you have to be baptized in water, okay, and the set-apart spirit. Okay, so we know that Yahushua, he's that fountain of water, okay, Yahushua is. But they think the water is just a little glass or a cup of water. You dip your little body in dirty and all, and you just come out sparkling white. But he tells us, Yahushua stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, okay, this is not a physical thirst, but this is a thirst for the truth, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And that's the Ruach family. That's why I keep telling you, if you've ever heard the Ruach speak to you, I hear it from coming to the center of me, like my belly area. But I hear it clear as I'm talking to you. Okay, that's the Ruach he's speaking of. He says in verse 38, he that believeth on me, as the scriptures had said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. That's your Ruach. That's your set-apart spirit. The one, same one's going to lead and guide you and direct you. Okay? The set-apart spirit. Going to verse 39. But this spake he of that set-apart spirit, which they had believed on him should receive. For the set-apart spirit was not yet given, because that Yahushua was not yet glorified. So Yahushua wasn't given a set-apart spirit at that point because he was still walking upon the earth. He hadn't fulfilled the prophecy where he had to go through the death, burial, and then resurrect to the right hand of the Father. That hadn't happened yet. Okay? So he was doing exactly as Scripture said. You know, John the Baptist was making the pathway straight for Yahushua. John the Baptist was also teaching disciples as well as Yahushua. And they were actually doing what they were supposed to do. Like today, we go out and teach the truth of the word, but by no means am I saying that you got to dip yourself in water and that's the only way that you could be with the truth and get saved and all this. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that here's the truth of the word. Now go teach it to someone else whereby the Ruach can flow through them. If they are repenting and asking the Father to allow the Ruach to lead them, guide them, and direct them to his truth and his word. Okay, because the washing away by the word is the word. You're going to hear these brothers hit upon the word again. But see, somebody ain't got this straight. Yahushua was not yet glorified. And there, I'm going to bring up a verse later. It talks about when he is there being glorified, then the Ruach could come to us. But then it hadn't happened yet. So they could only baptize by the water baptism, which is what John was set to do and show us the water baptism. But he let you know that he is making the path straight for Yahushua and that John the Baptist must decrease while Yahushua increases, because he's building up to something. And that something was Yahushua, his death, burial, and resurrection, the fulfillment of the scriptures. Okay? All right. Now, let me go a little further with this. I can take you to Acts 18, verses 24 to 26. Now, why were John's disciples rebaptized? Well, let's go there and look at it. In Acts 18, verses 24 to 26, it says, and a certain Hebrew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the scripture, came to Ephesus. This man was instructed in the way of Yahushua, and being fervent in the set-apart spirit, he spake, he spake and taught diligently the things of Yahushua, knowing only the baptism of John. So we see that somebody who already got the set-apart spirit, now remember, this is Acts 18. It was early in Acts that the set-apart spirit came on the people who were in the upper room. Remember that? No, we're talking about Acts 18. But it's talking about this one man, he was a Hebrew, named Apollos, okay? He was mighty in the scriptures, okay? And this man was instructed in the way of Yahushua. And being fervent in the spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of Yahushua, knowing only the baptism of John. Now, that would be like these brothers from Gathering of Christ, I would say, if I'm not wrong about them. But that's what I would say. They only knew the baptism of John, but see, they should know better because they're teachers, and now we have the complete word with us. So, yeah, okay? Verse 26 of Acts 18 reads, and he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, when Aquila and Priscilla, this is the husband and wife team, had heard. They took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of Yahushua more perfectly. Now he understood. You got to keep reading it all, but he understood what the truth was, okay? Now, I'm going to go to Acts 19, verses 1 through 7. You know, he only knew about the baptism of Yahushua. He only knew about the things of the flesh. He didn't understand in fulfillment about Yahushua. And he was taught that same thing like all the rest of the people who were taught by the apostles. We're not looking at an outside circumcision. We're not looking to carry the Torah on our backs or anything. Everything's inward. And when it comes to the baptism, that's a fleshly thing too. Yes, we know what happened, but it's a spiritual, set-apart spirit that you're going to get baptized with when you understand the truth. So they just, Aquila and Priscilla, all they did was they heard him, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of Yahushua more perfectly, the fulfillment of Yahushua, what he was there to do. Many people don't understand it. Many people aren't getting it. So when you go to Acts 19, verses 1 through 7, I'm going to read it for you. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have ye received the set-apart spirit since ye believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any set-apart spirit. And he said unto them, unto what then were you baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him. Let me read again, that they should believe on him which should come after him. So they should believe on Yahushua. That is, on Yahushua. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of Yahushua. It's a set apart spirit. It doesn't say that they were dipped in no more water here. It says that when Paul had laid his hands on them, the set apart spirit came on them. It didn't say when Paul threw them in a big glass of cold water or threw them in an ocean or something, and they were fully submerged, that set-apart spirit came on them, because they had already been baptized, but they weren't baptized with the full truth. John's baptism was one thing. Yahushua trumps everything, gives you the truth, okay? Whereby you call upon the Father, ask him, you'll get the truth for the understanding. Same stage we're in right now. The water did nothing, is what I'm saying, as far as what Yahushua set-apart spirit, okay, through his resurrection, whereby we now have the comforter with us. It says it's two different things. People are getting it screwed up, but let me just go a little further. So it says, then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Yahushua. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of Yahushua. And when Paul had laid his hands on them, upon them, the set-apart spirit came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. That's another thing the set-apart spirit does. There's many gifts that we are given through the set-apart spirit. You can't get that through dipping yourself in some water, you know, but hey. And all the men were about 12. Okay, that's taken out of Acts 19. I just read verses 1 through 7. See, you're going to get the understanding that John's disciples were reading in the book of Acts 18 and Acts 19. They were already baptized by John. Okay, we read about Apollos, and then we read about Paul, and, you know, they knew it. They knew John's baptism, but they hadn't heard about Yahushua's. So he rebaptized them. At this point, he could, because in Acts, beginning of Acts, Yahushua had already had his death, burial, and had already resurrected. You see? So you can't put John's baptism after the resurrection of Yahushua takes place. You cannot, or after the fulfillment, I want to say, of Yahushua's resurrection, you can't put John's baptism over Yahushua's. Because Yahushua is way higher than John the Baptist. He was just making the path straight is all he was doing. So you're seeing that the same people who got baptized with water now are getting baptized with the Spirit, the set-apart spirit, by laying hands, not once again dipping in some water. It doesn't say that, okay? And these brothers do err in their teaching. I just want to bring this stuff apart. Hey, look, let me just go to the woman at the well. It's another one. If you go read John 4, verses 6 to 24, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'm going to give you the understanding. This is Yahushua and the woman at the well. Listen what's said. Yahushua said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh, when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship ye know not what. We worship what we know what we worship, for salvation is of the Hebrews. But the hour hath come. Oh, excuse me. Let me read this again, family. Blah, blah, blah. I hate when I mess up, but my eyes are getting bad. Forgive me. Okay, this is the woman at the well that is spoken of in John chapter 4. I'm only reading verses 21 through 24, but you need to read at least verses 6 through 24 to get the whole understanding. Yahushua is speaking to this woman at a well, and he says unto the woman, "Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Hebrews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit," set apart spirit, right? "And in truth." You got to know the truth, and you're going to get hit. You're going to get the only way you can get the truth is the set apart spirit, because it makes way for the truth. Remember, all people were lost sheep that were scattered among the heathens. Many of them only knew either the heathen ways, or they had only understood those who could read on sight by flesh. The scribes and the Pharisees were teaching that. They weren't teaching Yahushua. They didn't even want to take no responsibility for anything dealing with Yahushua. They said in the Matthew's last two chapters, "Hey, say that his brother stole him. Don't even say that he was resurrected. Just say he a man or a prophet or whatever else." That's what many of the people had learned. They didn't believe upon Yahushua when he did return because, hey, something else had crept in unawares, sitting right there among the Hebrews, looking like a Hebrew, calling himself a Hebrew, but they were not a Hebrew because all Israel is not of Israel family. You know, Revelations 2:9, 3:9, Romans 9, go back to Genesis 3:15, go to Ezra, the book of Ezra, the book of Nehemiah. Find out who kept crepping in unawares. We're going to get to some more of this because I think people think, oh, she just picked it out in the cup. Look, I can pick it out of more spots than people could say that this is a lie because it's in the Father's Word. The truth is, yes, there is a seed of the serpent out there right now, and a lot of them look just like us Hebrews. Get it through your head, okay? Get it through your head. Yes, it's true. They have some that also went into Esau's genealogy that no doubt everybody know about them, okay? But there's also some that look just like us. So let's get a little bit more understanding. So Yahushua, I'm just going to read it again. It said, Yahushua, let me go to verse 23 again. It says, "But the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father Yahuwah in the set-apart spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him." It don't say the Father seeketh such who dipped their behind in a glass of water to worship him. No. It said it has to be in the spirit, the set-apart spirit and in truth. Okay? So just remember what these other people are saying. That's not what the Father's Word says. It tells us Yahuwah is a set-apart spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in the set-apart spirit and in truth. You can't get around it. You can't get around it. If you're really reading the scriptures and get an understanding from the Ruach, the set-apart spirit, you got to operate in the set-apart spirit because the set-apart spirit has many, many different operations for us, especially as we draw upon this in times. When we get ready to go through more of these prophecies that we're going to get with the two witnesses, you're going to see. You got to be dwelling. You got to be operating in the set-apart spirit. If you're not, that's why they want to make you think you were Gentiles. That's why they want to make you believe that if you can't see it, don't believe it. They put all this fantasy to keep you away from the truth that we are spiritual beings. We come from the Father, and we have to operate back through the Spirit, not through the flesh. Because what's getting ready to hit this earth, or shall I say it's probably already upon the earth, but it's going to be visual to you, you're going to need that set-apart spirit. You can't defeat it any other way. No amount of backpacking, lifting weights to grow muscles, shipping your behind to the moon or underneath the water or going in an underground tunnel or going in a cave, it's not going to help you growing your crops, put a little civilization of Hebrew Israelitism somewhere. That's not going to help you. Flying yourself over to Egypt or any other part of the world saying that America is Babylon, that is not going to help you. It's a bunch of lies, okay? It's a bunch of lies. We're going to hit those lies up too in other shows to come. Got to know the truth. The Father says those who worship him must worship him in the set-apart spirit and in truth. Okay, so that's what we're going to do. I just wanted to share that with you guys. We're going to go on to the next MP3. Let me get it rolling here. I pray that everybody is following me And if I have time, I'll open the mic to see, you know, what's going on. We got about 48 minutes, family. If you need to switch over to the phone line, the number is 646-595-4111. We're doing the second addendum to Born Again by the Set Apart Spirit, whereby we're going to go into the Word and dispel the lies that are being taught concerning which of the baptisms are we looking forward to. Is it the water baptism or is it the Set Apart Spirit? Okay. We're gonna get to the truth of that. So we have 48 minutes left. I'm getting ready to go to the next MP3 just to get a little bit more understanding because, like I said, actually I'm just reading the Father's Word, but if they can't give you the understanding, they can read it, but they can't give you that understanding. They give you some nutty things like when it called those men in the last show we did, a den of vipers or whatever, they said, see, those are people that bite you. Come on. Ha-ha. Let's be it for real. You're not even connecting the precepts. Okay, so we're going to get to the truth of the word. The truth of the word, many people find offense in it because they have never heard this before, but it's all right there in the Father's word. And how do you know that the Father's giving it to me? Well, I know a lot of people aren't teaching what I'm teaching, but I can tell you this much. Just as Yahushua told Peter, Peter, I know that you have gotten this information. A man couldn't give it to you. The set-apart spirit, the Father up in heaven, revealed that to you. People wonder, how do you make those connections? How do you do that, Georgia? Well, I'm telling you now, Georgia is not all that brainy. Not when it comes to the word. The word is probably, when I knew no better, and I was in Christianity, if that's a word, but when I was in a religious system, I used to say, oh, my goodness, when I used to look at our history book, I used to be like, oh, my God, ooh, you know, all those things that we do. You open it up, you get sleepy, you fall asleep after, about three verses? Well, that was me too. But when the Father decides to wake up those dry bones, and if what he calls you obey, you know, turn from your sinful ways, come out from among her, repent, and ask the Father to pour out that spirit, give you that understanding, that set-apart spirit, which is what we're all desiring, he will give you the truth. And he takes grace on many people right now because grace was definitely taken upon me. Okay, by no means was Georgia perfect. Georgia was, and it's not that I was as sinful as some of these people out here, but I'm still not perfect. Even knowing the truth, I'm not perfect. None of us are. Ain't nobody saved right now. Nobody. We all have to work out our salvation in fear and trembling. You know, you learn lies if you think that you automatically, because you find out you're a Hebrew, you get into that kingdom. It's not that simple, family. I mean, it really is simple, but you're mistakenly being taught a lie. Wear your tassels. Women wear dresses. Woman, shut up. You can't say the Father. All these lies. Come on, please. You know, when we read our Father's word, you're supposed to be rejoicing. You know, once you get the truth, you rejoice for the truth and you thank the Father. Okay, and praise only him and worship only him. So let's go on. I want to go to the 10th one I have. It's only 4 minutes long. Take a listen. Use discernment because we're going to break it down. And you'll probably catch it because I know a lot of our family members, I know they already work through the set-apart spirit because they give me information sometimes. So, you know, I'm like, shoot, they know. But the guests who come on might find me offensive because I say certain people are hybrids, or I say, oh, the Father said I hate Esau. Those things upset people. But, you know, I got to wake up our people to the truth first because our people are still in slumber land. They're still just believing in whatever they want to believe in the world. So we have to come and bring forth the truth. So we're going to go on. This is going to be 4 minutes long. Take a listen, please.
St. John chapter 3, verse 22.
St. John 3 and 22. I want to go back to after the baptism of Christ real quick. St. John 3 and 22, read it.
After these things came Yeshua and his disciples into the land of Judea.
They came into the land of Judea, go ahead.
And there he tarried with them and baptized.
And did what?
And baptized.
And did what?
And baptized.
Christ baptized. The people would come to Christ, confess faults. He would heal them. And the disciples will go into the water and baptize them into the church, or into what you would call the gathering. Why? Because before that, these Israelites were following the doctrines of the other Israelites, the Pharisees, scribes, or whatever. So this was not only a baptism for forgiveness of sins, it was showing others that they were no longer a part of those other Israelite doctrines. They were in the doctrine of Christ. They were Israelites who followed Christ. You understand? Finish reading.
Verse 23. And John also was baptizing in Aenon, near to Salim, because there was much water there.
Because there was much what?
Water there.
Because there was much water there, listen clearly.
And they came and were baptized.
Go ahead.
Verse 3.
And they were what?
And they were baptized.
They came and they were baptized. Go ahead.
Verse 24. For John was not yet cast into prison.
I need you to go down to the 27th verse.
Verse 27. John answering and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven.
To prove to you that the baptism was given to John from the heavenly realm. He was told to baptize and prepare the way for Christ. And the disciples followed in that realm. The baptism itself comes from the heavenly realm. You must go through water like a newborn baby to receive the kingdom of heaven. Got that? Let's go to St. John 3 and read 5.
St. John chapter 3, verse 5. Yeshaya answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit.
So it's deeper than just having the Spirit. You must be born with the water also. Fully submersion. Full submersion. Read.
He cannot enter into the kingdom of the Most High.
Read it again.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of Spirit.
Except a man be born of water and of Spirit.
He cannot enter into the kingdom of the Most High.
Read it again.
Yeshaya answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of the Most High.
So having the Spirit and understanding you Israel is not baptism. Period. Baptism is what Christ experienced with the full submersion of water. And then the Most High looked down and said, this is my Son in whom I'm well pleased. Whoever come through that way, the Most High is pleased with. He sent his Son to prepare the way for those of Israel and those who would follow Christ. He sent Christ so to show us the path. Now, for those who might not think that this is so, and I'm saying this for those who are out there looking at all these other Israelites and all that, but don't even realize a lot of these guys are not even dealing with the spirit of getting into the kingdom of heaven at all when it comes to doctrine. Why? Because they haven't received the gift of the Holy Spirit. And you cannot receive that gift if you reject baptism.
Okay, I think that's it. Let me make sure I'm on. Yeah, I took myself off mute. Okay, family, that was the gathering of Christ. Again, really pushing forth this water baptism. And they will go a couple places, and yes, it does read this. But is that what the full context of the new covenant is speaking of? We've got to remember, Yahushua was that new covenant. Okay, we were to take off the old man and put on a new man. It's not going to be anything of the flesh anymore because we're taking off the outer man, which is the flesh, and putting on the spiritual man. So keep pushing a fleshly message to try to make it trump over what Yahushua was set there for is all in error. And we're going to prove that as we go along. Now, I'm going back to my chat line because I saw some questions out there. And Rough 38 says, Yahushua means Savior. Worship in spirit means loving to keep God's law, not just because they have to. America is Babylon. Well, Rough 38, I will offer you to definitely join us when we get into breaking down the scriptures, because I know a lot of people are saying America is Babylon. I can go to several Hebrew sites. They all say this, but you will find that all of them do not operate in the spirit, okay? Many of them will only give them the understanding of what the physical eyes can see. We're going to break it down by the Father's word and show you where America is not Babylon, okay? And worshiping Yahushua in the Ruach and in truth, well, you only get the truth because the Ruach pours out that truth and guide you to that truth. There's no other way to come into truth but by Yahushua, okay, through the Ruach, okay? So we're going to get a little bit more understanding. I don't want to dwell too long on that because that's a whole other topic, but America is definitely not Babylon, Rough 38. Just keep with us. I'm sure you're going to appreciate when we show you exactly what the scriptures are speaking of. Now, I want to go on. when we hit John, let's see, he hit John 3. Let me go back up there. He hit John 3, verses 22 through 24, and also verse 27. Basically, it's still not giving us the understanding that John the Baptist topped Yahushua with the set-apart spirit. But if you read it, it says, after these things came Yahushua and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized. Remember, Yahushua had not resurrected. He had not been glorified yet. Okay, the Comforter had not been sent to anyone yet. We're reading in the book of John here. It says, and John was also, my children are yelling in the house. And John was also was baptized, women, and John also was baptized in an aeon near to Salem. Okay, Salim, because there was much water there. And they came and were baptized, for John was not yet cast into prison. This is also an indicator that Yahushua was still on the ground walking around, teaching, okay? John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given to him from heaven. Then they went to John 3 and 5, which says, Yahushua answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and the set-apart spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of Yahuwah. They're telling you that this word water means a physical water, okay, that you have to be fully submerged under. Because they go and they talk about, well, there was much water here. Yes, it talks about that, but remember, John the Baptist and the disciples who were doing baptism during the time Yahushua was walking upon the earth, that's all that they had. They did not have Yahushua set apart spirit yet that was poured upon the people in the beginning of the book of Acts. They didn't have that yet. So they had to do the physical. It's just like when we do the rehearsals in the Old Covenant. Not saying that, I got verses on that. Not saying that anybody has to do those right now. I know a lot of people teach that, but that is not what the Scripture is saying in the New Covenant. Just got to read it. You know, do you want to know the truth? But I'm going to save that for another show, too. I want to stay on topic here. So we're seeing that they go down to John 3 and 5, and many people will say, a man be born of water, not understanding that Yahushua is that fountain of water. He is that spring of water, of life, that we read about in the woman in the well. Same thing. But they use these verses to contradict exactly what the truth of the Father's word is stating in the New Covenant. They have actually kept the old man on. They have not taken off the old man. They're not using or operating by the set-apart spirit. They're not operating. They can only give you what the fleshly eyes can read, and they can't allow the Ruach to lead them to the full truth where you can get the understanding, family. So if anybody brings up John 3 and 5, which simply states you, Yahushua answered said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and the set-apart spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of Yahuwah. With your eyes, that means, oh, except the man be born of water. Oh, we know that. They're speaking of water there. The world's saying, dip yourself in some water, and you come out a new man. And then it says, the set-apart spirit. So really, both are being spoken of. Yahushua was the one saying it. We want to get in that kingdom. Well, that must be it, water baptism. But that is not all that the word says. They've only taken a little bit of precept and not giving you a little bit more here and there so you can get the full understanding. If you go read it all, you'll get it. But just by reading a little bit here, a little bit there, and they're not giving you enough of that little bit, you'll be in error. I want to go quickly to the 11th, because the 11th one's going to get into a lot, okay, and I'm going to be able to really dice some good stuff up for you. But, you know, use discernment. That's the Ruach allowing you to understand the truth, family. Just use that discernment when you listen to this, and we're going to continue breaking down what these brothers are really messing up and trying to get everybody to do a water baptism. Okay, part 11 is 5 minutes long, 5.5 minutes. I want you guys to take a listen to this one. It's going to go really, you could say 10 and 11 went together. So I'm jumping to the next one so I can really bring it on. Okay, this is 5.5 minutes. Let's take a listen.
Let's go to Acts 10:47 and 48 to prove that you cannot be baptized without water. Go ahead.
Acts chapter 10, verse 47.
Go ahead.
Can any man forbid water?
Can any man forbid water? Go ahead.
That these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Spirit as well as we.
Go ahead.
And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord.
But he commanded them to be what?
And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord.
This proves that you cannot have a baptism without water. And he commanded them to baptize in the name of the Lord. Read.
Then prayed they him to tarry certain days.
So it says, can you forbid me water? To prove to you the baptism was always water. So what type of spirit would come up today and tell you, well, the baptism is not water. Christ, that was John baptizing with water. But Christ is a different baptism. And the deception is used when they pull out Ephesians, the fifth chapter. Let's go there. Ephesians 5 and 26. Here's the deception. And those who are young and don't understand the Bible will be taken with this false doctrine. It doesn't matter all the other things you're dealing with. If you don't receive the baptism of Christ, according to Christ's own words, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. So what good is all the knowledge if you're not getting it? Ephesians 5 and 26.
That he might be sanctified and cleansed. That he may sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word.
And then they'll close the book. They'll read this. See, the washing of water by the word. That's baptism. But this is not even talking about physical baptism right here. This is talking about husbands teaching their wives. That's what it's talking about. It had nothing to do with the physical baptism. Why? Paul is writing to the people in Ephesus, in the church of Ephesus. If they're in the church, they're already baptized. These are baptized people Paul is speaking to. That's number one. But let's read the 22nd verse.
Verse 22. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord.
That means wives must submit themselves to their husbands as if it was Christ. So Paul was actually bringing forth order. And on the other hand, read.
Verse 23. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church.
Crystal clear. Read.
And he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be subject, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything.
In what?
In everything.
In some things.
In everything.
Maybe sometimes.
In everything.
In what?
In everything.
What is everything? Everything. If the man is leading directly according to the Most High, there should be no pushback. It can't be, oh, well, yeah, but here's what I got to say, too. No, in everything according to the Bible. But then there's a stipulation on the other side also. Read.
Verse 25. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church.
That's the stipulation from the man, for the man now. Read.
And gave himself for it.
Gave himself for it, which would be willing to lay down his life for it. Read.
Verse 26. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word.
That's how you keep her constantly clean and nourished, by giving her the word. So by the same token, if you don't do those things, then expect to have the other thing. All the other stuff that comes with it. If you're not, she needs the word to keep her spirit right. If she don't got that, then you got the other situation. So that's crystal clear, according to the Most High. This had nothing to do with water baptism, but that's the scripture that those that are deceiving others are giving people to say, well, listen, baptism is reading the Bible. If you believe the word, you're being washed. No. Christ didn't go to John and have John read scriptures to him. Okay, he went and got baptized to show the new way opposed to the other doctrines of Israelites who were in the earth during that time. That's the clear distinction. Okay? Now, some people might say, well, listen, well, the church is baptized. We don't do that because the churches do it and they pay it. Well, the church has got that part right. You can know your Israel and all the truth and still take the right things you learn out of church. They got the baptism right. Okay?
Okay, that's the end of that. Now, this is a deep one. We have about 28 minutes left. I'm going to get rolling here and go into some of these verses that these brothers pulled up to speak of why you need to get water baptized. That is being born again. Well, that's a lie, okay? That's a lie, and they're operating in a different spirit, not set from our Father. And I'm praying that you can see this by now, but if you can't, we'll go there, okay? All right, let's just go there and see what these brothers were speaking about. In my notes, I have it all. They went to Acts 10, and they expounded on verse 47. It says, "Can a man forbid water, that these should not be baptized, which have received the set-apart Spirit as well as we?" That was a question asked. Then it said in verse 48, "And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Yahushua. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days." Now, they read specifically out of Acts 10, verses 47 and verses 48. We're going to focus on verse 47 because they're telling you that this is it. This is why you have to accept the water baptism, because it says, "Can any man forbid this water?" Okay? Well, I'm going to show you something, family, in case you didn't know. When you go look it up, and I'll give you the link, let me go ahead and open it up so I can give it to you. Because, see, you got to see this for your own eyes and accept the truth with your own eyes, your own understanding. Allow the Father to lead you to the truth. And we're going to get to the bottom of this particular verse right here. Let me get to my chat line. And everyone else, I'm pulling out the Strong Concordance. And like I said, family, it's in the Father's Word. It's either you want to know the truth or you don't. So going back, they just read to you out of Acts 10 and specifically verse 47, which states, "Can a man forbid water, that these should not be baptized, which have received the set-apart Spirit as well as we have?" That was a question. When you look at the word water, okay, it's Greek 5204. That was the link I gave to the chat line. It's in the Strong's Concordance. When you go look up the word that speaks of water, it will tell you. It's a neutral noun. Give me a second. My screen jumped on me. I don't know why it does that. Anyhow, go look it up. I gave you the link, Strong Concordance. The word water is Greek 5204. It says water in fountains. Because remember, you got to keep it spiritual. When you deal with how you going to know the truth from the lie, just know that Yahushua came to bring everything spiritual. Okay, if you're thinking in the flesh, you ain't going to get none of this. So if you keep with the spiritual, you'll get the understanding. That word water means in fountains. Well, we know that Yahushua is the fountain or the spring of living water. We already understand that. Keep going down, family. Go down to the lexicon help. In the lexicon help, it will tell you an allegory. That which refreshes and keeps alive the soul is likened to water, the spirit and the truth of Yahuwah. And they give you verses to look at. We're going to look at some of those verses. It gives you in the lexicon help for the word water, which we know the water is not physically the water of what you drink or what you take a bath in or what many people are still trying to baptize themselves in. That's not what it's speaking of. This is an allegory. But this particular allegory is the spirit and the truth, the set-apart spirit and the truth of the Most High. So when we go look up the verse that they give us, which is John 4, verse 14, let me read it to you. Let's see, because this is one of the verses that was given in the lexicon help for the word water. It says, John 4, verse 14, "But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." Okay, family? Just like the woman at the well, you know what I'm saying? And then they also gave you the verse, let's see which one was it. 1 John chapter 5, verses 5 through 8. We're going to read that as well, because this was all in the lexicon help, speaking allegorically that it's something that's going to refresh and keep you alive, the soul, okay, not the flesh, but the soul is a spiritual thing, is likened to water, the spiritual and truth of Yahuwah. So when you go to 1 John chapter 5, I'm going to read verses 5 through 8, get a little bit more understanding. "Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Yahushua is the Son of the Most High?" Okay, it says, "This is he that came by water and blood, even Yahushua." not by water only, but by water and blood, and that is the set-apart spirit that beareth witness, because the spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the set-apart spirit. And these three are one, just like we are one with Yahuwah, Yahushua, and then Israel. And just like there is only one Redeemer, one faith, and one baptism. Same thing, Sam. It's just an understanding how you're going to look at it. Okay, but the same thing is being spoken of over and over again. So he lets us know that, yes, Yahushua came by water and blood, okay, but not by water only, but by water and blood, okay? And is letting us know that he came by through a woman and a man, not like we've learned in religion where there's an immaculate conception. He came of water and blood, just like any other child born into this world, as I was telling. And it is the set-apart spirit that beareth him witness, because the spirit is truth. It doesn't say the water was the truth. It doesn't say that anybody's blood is the truth, but it said that his spirit was the truth, okay? That set apart spirit. So when we go to understanding that, yes, this set apart spirit, this over trumps water by any day. If you understand that the water, which is spoken of in Acts 10, verse 47, can any man forbid water, that water, they're not speaking of a flowing water that you go take a bath in. They're not speaking of that type of water. What they're speaking about is Yahushua, okay, the truth in him, okay? It, the fountains, remember? The fountain. Allegory, that which refreshes and keepeth alive the soul, is likened to water, the spirit and the truth of the Most High Yahuwah. That's what that water is speaking of. It has nothing to do with the water baptism, which these brothers expounded on greatly. Can any man forbid water, that these should not be baptized? If you're only operating in the flesh, that's what it looked like to you. Oh, there it is, water baptism, let's go. Get dipped, come on, let's go. That's what it looks like to you, okay? But if you are operating in the Ruach, the set-apart spirit, that gives you the understanding that you need to go through the scriptures and precept it, not in error, but in truth, you get the understanding, okay? This verse right here is not telling you to go ahead and dip yourself in a little bit of water so that you can be born again. No, that's not what it's saying to you. It's speaking of Yahushua. He is that fountain. He will. See, the famine in the land, we're not speaking of famine of food and water, and that's why people are backpacking. They're not getting the truth. Why would you backpack? The Father's not talking about that. And anyhow, if there was a famine on this land, don't you think Yahuwah or Yahushua, either one, could take care of us? Go back to Egypt. We didn't have nothing when we came out of Egypt. He provided for us in the desert. Come on now. Get back spiritual, okay? So that's one of the verses they use. I just want to point that out. Now, you tell me who's operating according to Yahushua. Okay, by the set-apart spirit that he gave us. You tell me. Now, I'm just going through Bible verses. I'm showing you what those words mean. Okay, let's go a little further. They also went to, they wanted to go to Ephesians. Now, I found it really interesting that when they did go to Ephesians, they went to Ephesians chapter 5, verses 21 through 29. When it got on that woman thing, they had to say, well, how much? 100%, right? Talking about submission. See, these are the same people that only by sight they can read what's in Paul's letters, and they actually are giving you what Paul was rebuking the scribes and the Pharisees for teaching the people. That's what you are learning if you think that a woman is over a man and, you know, or a man's over a woman, vice versa, and all this controversy going on. Because when they start talking about a relationship as far as a marriage, yes, there's a proper order. But for every woman, got to have any Hebrew man over her? No, it's not what it's speaking of. And does that woman have the right to speak the Father's word? And can she speak about the Father's word when she's in the assembly? Yes, she can. Okay? Father loves his sons and his daughters. He's not going to take the ones who in the old covenant, which were our rulers and were our leaders, who led us astray and did all kind of folly. They were the leaders. And then just chastise the women that were underneath them in the new covenant. That makes no sense. Come on, let's be for real. Let's read it for what it says. So they went to Ephesians 5 to prove this. I'm going to go a little bit further. Okay, Ephesians 5, I'm going to read verses 21 through 29. Because you're going to find out, if you keep reading Ephesians as well as Corinthians, that there's a love relationship going on. That's all this is speaking of, a very much love relationship. Let me read it to you. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of Yahuwah. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as unto Yahushua. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Yahushua is the head of the assembly. It's a comparison, too. It's letting you know how it should be. And he is the savior of the body. But it's not saying that if this woman, say she don't have a husband, because she don't have a man over her, she can't get saved. That's not what it's saying. Because we know that the power of authority, which they threw you back to the power of authority when they spoke of this Ephesians 5. Hey, get it straight. That is not what 1 Corinthians 11 is speaking of when it says, but I would have you know that the head of every man is Yahushua, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Yahushua is the Father. There's only three powers of authority. You got to know what those words mean. Look it up. Every man is speaking about the assembly, and the woman is speaking about the assembly. Now, when it says the man, it's speaking about Yahushua. So now you're getting an understanding, but I would have you know, take it out of 1 Corinthians 11, verse 3, that the head of the assembly is Yahushua, and the head of the assembly is the man. What man? The bridegroom, the betrothed. And the head of Yahushua is our Heavenly Father, Yahuwah. That's all they're saying. You can't take it any other way. You're taking it out of context. I just wanted to pop that in there because they made a really good point to say, how much does she obey? 100% subjection? 100%, you know, no. That's fleshly thinking, fleshly lustful things. We don't get out of that. If you're dealing with us at the biblical Hebrews of the Bible, it's not that we don't love our brothers. No, it has nothing to do with it. But we're going to get to the truth of the word. So if we read this in accordance to what is being spoken here and stop with these man-made lustful thoughts of many of the men out here. We're going to get to the truth. It says 21 in Ephesians 5. It says, submitting yourselves one to another. That sounds equal to me, in the fear of Yahuwah. Then it says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto Yahushua. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Yahushua is the head of the assembly. And he is the savior of the body. But it's talking about Yahushua being the savior of the body, not the man being the savior of the body. There's only one person who can do the saving, the redeeming, and that's Yahushua. But that goes back into that power of authority. If you don't know the truth, you will be deceived and have probably some corrupt man over you thinking that because I got to have this man over me to get saved. And all. No, only Yahushua can save. Okay? Therefore, as the assembly is subject unto Yahushua, that is reading it right back to 1 Corinthians 11, family, that's your power of authority. Therefore, as the assembly is subject unto Yahushua, the assembly is the woman and every man that's spoken of in 1 Corinthians 11. Anyhow, it says, therefore, as the assembly, or some people like to say the church, but as the Hebrews, okay, the assembly is subject unto Yahushua, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Yahushua also loved the assembly and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word. Okay? Now, you know, does that mean a woman can't give that scripture back to her husband or teach somebody else? No, doesn't mean anything of that. This is just how the Father wanted a relationship to be when there's a husband and wife. Speak the word. We live the word. We don't live the ways of the world. You know, and if you're married, you know, the Father put you together, you'd want to please your partner. It's an equal thing. Don't take it out of context. Verse 27, it says that he might present it to himself a glorious assembly, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be set apart and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself, for no man ever hated his own flesh. That sounds like an equal thing. You don't love your wife just like you love yourself, but nourish and cherish it, even as Yahushua the assembly. The only reason I had to point that out, family, is because when he came to that verse that's talking about women, submit yourselves unto your own husband, and it said in everything, you know, in verse 24. They went overboard with that. They made it sound like the – I didn't hear much said about the – you know, they pointed out what the man was supposed to do, but they went on that woman hard. That has got to stop. It's no different than getting a lie about born again from these same brothers. They would. Some people would tell you water baptism. Some people would tell you that the woman can't say it. Listen, pay attention to what the Father's Word says. Get off the nonsense. It's really, really sad when we can't get off the nonsense. But we're going to do that here today. So I have one more MP3 for you. I'm going to check out my time because I really don't want to go into overtime, family. Sister Venus is going to probably have her show. I'm posting it for next week. I'm trying to flip around the schedule because, you know, White History Month, 2013, February, get ready for it. I got to push those shows in, too, so I'm trying to really get everything spaced out so I have enough time to get all my notes caught up in. You know, people are our family members, new people. I got them all calling me right now. So I deal with phone ministry as well as, you know, teaching the word by Blog Talk Radio and by emails and things like that. My plate is very, very much full. But I'm not going to stop. You will get, and if you write me or call me, I will get back to you. But I'm just really, really pushing it with time here because I am watching my grandson, in case you didn't know. But anyhow, family, I want to go to the 12th MP3. This is the final one. Okay, and this is going to wrap up the show. But what I want to do right now, I'm going to give out the call-in number because we have 12 minutes left. If you want to continue, I'm going to continue to the very end. I might take some callers in case there's somebody who doesn't understand something. But the number is 646-595-4111. If you would like to switch over, I don't know. I'll try to look back at the time. But while I'm talking, it's sometimes kind of hard for me to do that. But I just want to, you know, give you the understanding that with all that they're saying now, are they the ones with that other doctrine? Because that's not what the word's saying, clearly. Period, as he says, clearly, you know, hey. Okay, we're going to go to listen to the last MP3. It's 6 minutes and 22 seconds long. Family, let me adjust my volume because this video was really loud, so I pray you can hear and understand. 6 minutes long is our last MP3. Let's take a listen.
Let's go to Luke 29 and 39 because there's another scenario that you might get from Christians as well as other Israelites. Let me tell you, the majority of Israelites out there do not baptize. So they might as well have stayed pagan. Because if you don't get baptized, there is no kingdom of heaven. Period. And you might hear this from some Christians too, or other people saying, well, what about the guy? Every time we speak about Christ's baptism, others will come and say, well, what about the guy that was on the cross? Next to Christ. Why do you bring forth a scenario that don't apply to you? That's one guy. But everyone else went through the baptism. So this is what they say. Well, what about the guy that was on the cross next to Christ? You'll hear that immediately if you speak about water baptism. Let's get Luke 23 and 39.
St. Luke chapter 23, verse 39. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying,
so you had one guy on the cross. This is how you know this is Israel. He's already going through hell on the cross, and he's mocking Christ with a crucifix. He's dying mocking Christ. Yeah, you don't want it? Next to him. Yeah, why don't you save yourself over here? This is how you know it's our people. They mocked him all the way until his spirit left. That's how you know it's our people. He's in bad shape looking at Christ saying, I thought you were the Savior. I thought you were the one. Why don't you save yourself and save us if you cry? And this is what people do. Oh, yeah, you spiritual? But what about this? Just to mock you. Read.
Verse 40. But the other answering rebuked him.
And the other answered, it was another guy up there who was crucified as the Christ and corrected that guy, rebuked him. Read.
Saying, it was thou not fear the Most High?
He said, do you not fear God? Do you understand what you're saying here? Read.
Seeing thou art in the same condemnation.
seeing that you're going to die too. You're in the same condemnation. You're going to die too. And if you're mocking this guy, and he is whom everyone say he is, you're in trouble. Read.
Verse 41. And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds.
He's saying we're here suffering on the cross based on the wrong we've done. Read.
But this man hath done nothing amiss.
But this man, Christ, did nothing wrong. Now, this man, right before Christ, confessed his fault. He admitted he was wrong, and he admitted the truth concerning the Lord and Savior. So common sense would tell you that if this guy wasn't on the cross, he would have gotten baptized. He would have followed Christ. His words and actions spoke for themselves. His last words were defending the Lord and Savior. So how can we use him as an example when we weren't in that case? We wasn't on the cross next to Christ, defending Christ. So you can't use that as an example. We fall under those who have access to water. Read.
Verse 42. And he said unto Yeshua, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom.
He says, Lord, remember me when you go into your kingdom. Remember, he acknowledged that Christ was the Savior and that he would one day bring the kingdom for Israel. Read on.
Verse 43. And Yeshua said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise.
Today you will be with me in paradise. This is proving something else too. Where paradise is, the bosom of Abraham. Because why? When Christ was crucified, he first descended into the earth, then ascended after the third day to shed his blood on the heavenly tabernacle. So paradise is also in the center of the earth. You got the bosom of Abraham, which is paradise, a chasm in place, and on the other side you got Hades, which is a place of torments, or the underworld. So he was telling that particular brother that, listen, you will make it into the bosom of Abraham, in the place of calm, being protected by angels, in total paradise, until our return. Read.
Verse 43. And Yeshua said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise.
Today you will be with me in paradise.
Verse 44. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was a darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour.
So that's crystal clear right there. So for brothers and sisters out there who see so many things and all those different things out there, you need to know what the common denominator is when it comes to truth. And you must discern with common sense and your understanding of the word according to the Bible, according to the book. All right? So I don't care what Israelites out there are saying anything. If they're not accepting the water baptism, they are not of Christ. They're not within the doctrine of Christ.
Okay, that was it. We have 5 minutes left. We're going to break it down. The number is 646-595-4111. I'm going to be speaking, so I'm not going to be looking at the clock. I will go ahead and put the number on the chat line in case I speak too fast. You guys can still basically call in and you won't get disconnected. And just so everybody knows, yes, I saw what Ruff put down there, but, you know, hey, it is what it is. I'm going to read it because it needs to be read. Okay, Ruff 38 put, okay, I'm out. This is crazy. No wonder Rose left. Georgia, you are going way off. And, yes, America is Babylon. You see, family, a lot of people, and they ain't supposed to hear the truth because all I've done is read scripture. And I've showed you what those scriptures, those brothers were speaking of. That's not what it's speaking of. And, yes, we will go into America because America is not Babylon. We will let the scripture declare what is in the scripture. So, you guys, 646-595-4111. Let me keep going forward. Now, these brothers, I gave everybody the link to Luke 23, verses 39 to 46. That's what they read out of in this last MP3. And to get the understanding, because this is a good one, you got to get the understanding. Now, in order to understand this, like I said, you got to be led by a set apart spirit. You got to understand what happened in the beginning of the scriptures, beginning in the beginning of the word in the Torah, when it talks about the two creations. You got to understand the serpent seed, okay? And I'm going to show you why. This is like if you have eyes to see, you're going to see it. And many of you probably already know this before I go over it, but we're going to go over it because they're saying that you cannot use these scriptures, and actually, yes, you can use those scriptures. Let's go there. Luke 23, verses 39 to 46. Everyone at home, I hope you're following or taking notes. It says, and one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, now pay attention to what this man says. If thou be Yahushua, the Redeemer, save thyself and us. Okay, he's mocking Yahushua. But there's two men that are by Yahushua. It says the other, verse 40, but the other answered, rebuked him, saying, dost not thou fear Yahuwah, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, okay, for we receive the due rewards of our deeds, but this man Yahushua hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Yahushua, Master, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Yahushua said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Yahushua had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said this, or said thus, he gave up the set-apart spirit. Now, you must understand, family, what was going on in this part. One of these men was sent by the Most High. And what I mean by that is he was called. One of these men were not of the serpent seed. One of these men were a Hebrew. The other man was of that serpent seed. Remember, the serpent seed wasn't just sitting where the scribes and the Pharisees were sitting. You go back to the book, Maccabees, get that understanding. Also go back to Ezra and Nehemiah. Okay, they're giving me 90 seconds. We're going to really break this down really well because I want to make sure that everybody's getting what's going on. I mean, it's said throughout the entire scriptures, but it's if you have eyes to see and ears to hear. You know, are you understanding through the Ruach, or are you understanding just by what your eyes see? And that's what it comes down to. And I pray Ruff 38 comes back and listens to our series when we start breaking down these scriptures, because I know who these brothers are who are teaching that America is Babylon. They're leading you to do a lot of fleshly things, and they're leading you. And they're leading you with fear. I got 30-something seconds. They keep interrupting me. I'm going to go over the call-in line one more time, and I do have callers up. Great. Okay, let me just wait till this clears up, family, because I'm going to keep getting interrupted. But, hey, for those of you who have joined us on the chat line, you got about 30 seconds. The number is 646-595-4111, and we're going to break this last MP3 down, giving you the truth of the Father's Word. And if you have been following along with the series, and especially if you've been following along with what we're teaching here, I'm not teaching anything that's not within the Father's Word. But some people are spiritually discerned. They won't get it. And I'm not saying that to be insulting, but it's the truth. You know, that's the same lost sheep that were out there during Yahushua's time, okay? That's who he was sent back for. A lot of people don't have that set-apart spirit in them. Many are called, but few are chosen. Many are called, but few are chosen. A lot of people have gone into the way of Cain, and they're very fleshly. People don't like to hear that, but it's the truth. All right, I think we are offline. I'm going to go ahead and take a couple callers before I go through the last material, family, because there's a lot of people with their hands up. They might have made a mistake. I don't know. Let me check it out here. Okay, somebody might want to disagree. Okay, Shabbat Shalom, area code 740. 740, Shabbat Shalom, you're on air. Okay, I'm going to assume that you just want to listen. Okay, I'm going to put you back on pause. I'm going to open up the next mic that has a hand raised. Okay, this is a Skype caller, 111. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, who am I speaking to?
This is Brother Robert from the UK.
Hey, how you doing, Brother Robert?
I'm fine. How are you?
You know, I'm doing pretty good today. I'm doing very well today. How are you enjoying the lesson today? Let me ask that.
Good. This is good. I was listening for the past hour or so.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, some of these brothers, they a lot of false teaching. They're talking about the cross, and they're talking about they still use the names wrong, but it's fine. But the teaching on the baptism, you know, I thought we're going to stick to that. They need to understand the reason why John was baptizing. You see, John was baptizing in a period when the Hebrews that remained in the land, they now attached themselves to this religion called Judaism. And some of them became Pharisees, like Paul. Some of them became scribes. Some of them became Sadducees and what have you. So they joined themselves to the religion of the heathen, or these so-called Jews. And therefore, John came as a rebuke to the Hebrews that had attached themselves to this religion. So he was calling them to wash themselves off of that religion, knowing that they're preparing the way for the coming of the Messiah. So to read more than that into the baptism and to make it something of which you can't enter the kingdom is a completely erroneous and false teaching that is of Christianity. And it is going to be there until the end because it has been set like that. But one has to understand, like I said, the basic meaning for the baptism is for the Hebrews to come and wash themselves free of this Gentile religion called Christianity. Isn't it not Christianity then? It was Judaism before it came, became Christianity over the centuries. Now, if you go in the book of John chapter 3, the conversation that Yahushua had with Nicodemus, he said to him, you need to be born from above. They translated the word born from above to mean born again. And then they create this experience called being born again. You see? But what Yahushua was telling Nicodemus, who happened to be a Pharisee and a Jew, he was saying to him when he came to him that night, he said, you need to be born from above. In other words, you need to get into this kingdom. You have to have the Almighty Yah as your father. This thing about getting into the kingdom belonged to the children of Yah. And Nicodemus had to understand that for you to get into the kingdom, you've got to be a son of Yah or a daughter of Yah. And these brothers also use the example of being on Abraham's bosom or being in hell, Dives and Lazarus and so on. Now, to be on the side of hell or the side of paradise is determined by your birth. You have to be born from above. So we need to understand again, the two seed is still there. It's coming out. The seed of Yah, it is to them pertains the kingdom. And the seed of Satan, it is to them pertains the destruction of hell. And if Nicodemus, he said, how are you a leader in Israel and you don't understand these simple things that I'm telling you about art? Then how could you understand heavenly things? The simple things of art that you've got to have the right father. If Yah is your father, then the kingdom belongs to you. If Yah is not your father, then you've got a father called the devil. John chapter 8, verse 44. Different people going different places.
Very well said. Well, you know, it's a beautiful thing when you do understand this, because I know that when we talk about the serpent seed hybrids and stuff like that, people just say, just like the one brother said, or that was a brother, I don't know, Rough 38, she's talking crazy. It will seem like crazy if you are not operating in the spirit, because when you get down to Romans 9, Romans 11, all these places in the scripture where the Father's letting you know, he's talking not about the children of the flesh, but the children of the spirit, the set apart spirit. We all have bodies that are vessels, but it's the spirit that resides in us. So it might seem like we're talking form, but it's the same thing the Father's saying, but some people just don't get it. So I'm glad that you were able to expound on that a bit. I don't know if you understand what we're getting ready to break down with the last part of this MP3 that I just played, speaking about Yahushua as he was hanging there being crucified, and the two men that were with him. I'm going to break that down. And I'll open your mic back up after I finish breaking it down. Maybe you can share some more insight. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I thank you, Brother Robert. Brother Robert always calls. I'm going to park you for 1 second, and I'm going to open it up. And I see it's packed on our call-in line. But, hey, I'm thanking everybody for coming out and hearing the word. I mean, you can stay in a lie, you know, like Rough 38. If you want to believe that America is, when the word does not say that America is Babylon, but a lot of people are teaching this lie. Same thing when we get down to, let me go there, Luke 23, verses 39-46. You see, you got to understand what is going on in this particular part of Scripture. You see, are your eyes open? Can you hear what the Father's saying? Do you understand the truth of what's going on here? Remember, the whole word was the enmity that would be constantly between Israel and the other people. And as Brother Robert just stated in John 8, that a lot of people are here from their father, the devil. You know, and people don't want to accept that truth, that there is an actual seed out here that is not from our father, Yahuwah. When the word all up and down says it, you know, I'm the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Speaking of the Hebrews. He didn't say of every other nation out there. But people want to believe that lie. Well, go believe the lie. But we're going to speak the truth here. So let me just break this down to you. By the time you get down to verse 39, when you go and read Luke 23, verse, 39, I said, verse 39, which reads, if thou be Yahushua, the Redeemer, save thyself and us. Now, this was the other man that was railing against Yahushua as he was hanging on the tree, just like Yahushua and the other man. One is from the Most High, one was not from the Most High. But I asked everybody, where did you hear that from before? It says, if thou be Yahushua the Redeemer, save thyself and us. It should automatically click in your ruach. Where have you heard that from? What does that sound like? It should take you right back to Matthew's verse 4. And I'm going to read verse 1 through 10. Now remember, the actual words in the scripture says, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. Okay, that's what it actually says, but I'm going to put in Yahushua's name. And Yahushua is the Redeemer. He's the only one that can do any redeeming, any saving, okay? So, but it says, if thou be Yahushua, the Redeemer, save thyself and us. This is this one man over here railing against Yahushua. Now, let's go back to Matthew's chapter 4, and we're going to get understanding. What does that sound like? Huh, let's go there. When you go to Matthew's 4, I'm going to read verses 1 through 10. You're going to get the understanding that this was not a vessel that was indwelling the set-apart spirit in it. Okay? This was one that was rebelling against the set-apart spirit. Let's check it out. Then was Yahushua led up of the set-apart spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. This is taken on Matthew chapter 4. Okay? Verse 2. And when he had fasted 40 days and nights, he was afterwards and hungered. And when the tempter, which was the devil, and when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the son of Yahuwah, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yahuwah. Then the devil taketh him up into the set-apart city, and sitteth him on a pinnacle of the temple. Verse 6, and said it unto him, if thou be the son of Yahuwah, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone. Yahushua said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt Yahuwah, thy creator. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceedingly high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world, and glory of them, and saith unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then said Yahushua unto him, get thee thence, Satan, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship Yahuwah thy creator, and him only shall thou serve. Now, family, if thou be the son of the Most High, if thou be the son of the Most High, that's in Matthew 4, speaking of the devil. Now, when we get back, we just read out of the book of Luke, chapter 23, and I read you verse 39, I'm going to go a little bit further. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on Yahushua, saying, he's tempting him, if thou be Yahushua, the Redeemer, save thyself. Isn't that the same thing as when the devil, ye are of your father the devil, he said, and when the tempter came, he said unto Yahushua, if thou be the son of Yahuwah, same thing, family, same thing. So the understanding when he was hanging, being crucified, and there was two men beside him, one will see him in paradise. Why would one see him in paradise? Because Yahushua, before he went up to the Father to pour out the Ruach, he descended into hell 3 days for all those who, before he fulfilled the both the Old and the New Covenant, before he fulfilled it with his blood being shed for the remission of our sins, he went down there first, okay, for them. That's where he went down first. So he told this man, the one who rebuked the other, and said to him, do thou not fear Yahuwah, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss. He was speaking up for Yahushua because he resonated, his Ruach resonated with the truth. You know, I could go some other places and say, person who left just a little while ago, they're not resonating with the truth. I don't know where they're at. A lot of people, they have left the site because they don't want to hear the truth of the word, but it's right there. Can you understand? Do you understand those precepts? You know, the Father is the only one who could reveal that to you. For the fact that by sight, nobody has connected those two. I've never heard anybody speak on that. Well, did Georgia just think it up? No. Isn't it the same thing? Isn't it John 8? You know, ye are of your father the devil? Because you see, when we talk about serpent seed, all we're talking about is the spirit that is within that person. That's the serpent seed, that spirit that dwells within that person. And we know that many of the Hebrews, they went into the heathens, whereby getting different spirits in them. Not the set-apart spirit that the Father wanted to, well, he did. He through Yahushua, he gave to the Hebrews, but some rejected. Many are called, but few are chosen. You know, you got to choose the right path. You can't just think, because I'm a Hebrew, I might be an Egyptology, but hey, I'm one of the chosen people. No, you ain't going nowhere. If you believe that David is going to be who's going to be sitting on that throne instead of Yahushua, you ain't learned nothing. If you believe that we take the Shabbat because all of a sudden in the Torah, in Leviticus, or what is it, Deuteronomy, it tells us that, you know, we're supposed to keep the Shabbat holy. If you're not getting it from the very beginning that Adam was formed on that day, the first Hebrew was formed on that day was set aside, set apart just for the forming of Adam. If you're not getting this, you're spiritually discerned. Simple. So you reread in Luke 23, verses 39 through 46, that's what I'm talking about, operating through the Spirit. Those verses are obvious. One was of the serpent seed and one was not. And Yahushua told the man who acknowledged who he was that you will see me this day in paradise. But that other brother told you, you see, they didn't have the chance to get water, all this water baptism. And look, that ain't what those verses are there to show you. It's there to show you what the Father proclaimed in Genesis 3:15, when that subtle beast snuck in, when those subtle beasts are sneaking in unaware amongst the Hebrews. You know, I can go on and on with this, but it's the same thing being spoken out through Scripture. So I pray that, you know, that right there didn't fly over your head too much. For those of you who maybe don't have ears to hear, I don't know. But it's there. It's right there. It's just a matter of, do you want to know the truth? Where else that one? Before I'm, and also I put on here, you got to remember too, because these brothers were talking about the baptism, that there's water baptism. You got to remember that during this time when the men were hanging, you know, being tortured, they were getting ready to get killed, same way as Yahushua, that in John 7, we talked about it already, verse 39, it says, but this spake he of the set-apart spirit, which they that believed on him should receive. For the set-apart spirit was not yet given because Yahushua was not yet glorified. But Yahushua told this man because this man believed upon him. That other one didn't. But the other one, ye know not me, nor do you know my Father. He told us that in many verses in the book of Matthew. So you're seeing two different type of seeds here. One that is of the Father. He was led astray. He admitted to the wrong he did, but he recognized, his ruach resonated, his set apart spirit resonated with Yahushua, and he understood. The other one had no understanding. But the other one is of his father, the devil. So, you know, just keep that in mind. And when you go through these scriptures with people, you know, it's just something extra to give you so that you can share. Because the world's not teaching this. But the world does not have the set-apart spirit. You know, we go into the spiritual things quite a bit. And I've been going through them quite a bit. And I'm not just speaking on things just to say, okay, I'm so important. No, no, no. Because this is what the Father has led on me to teach. And to give understanding, and to make the path straight, as most men like to say, yes. Because many of these men, I don't know what kind of spirit they're operating in, but I'm going to tell you this much. I'm looking at what they're reading. If they would have read just a little bit before or after, it seems like they don't want to go that route. Now, it might seem like she's picking on them. No, I'm just telling you that many people crept in unawares. They will go through the same word. Remember how Paul said they're going to give you a gospel, but it's the same gospel? It's just their interpretation. They don't have the spirit leading them to give you the truth, and they can only give you what the flesh eyes can see. So, you know, family, it is what it is. People just, hey, I want to give you guys verses to meditate on. Anyhow, go to John 16, verses 1 to 23. You know, go get a little bit more understanding. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. This is Yahushua. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. See, he was not glorified yet, family. That's why John's baptism was taking place. But if you go to John 16, you can read it all, verses 1 to 23. I just picked out one verse that just, I mean, it just tells you that it's expedient that Yahushua had to fulfill the prophecy and go back up to the Father to sit at the right hand of the Father, because when he did that, he said, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. The Comforter is the set-apart spirit. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. Okay? Then you go to Jeremiah 31, and I put verses 31 to 34. And I'm going to simply read that one. It says, behold, the day come, saith Yahuwah, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel. Remember, the old covenant, that was the Torah. The new covenant was Yahushua, and it was taken off the old man, putting on the new man, right? It says that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Remember, Yahushua rent the veil. When they talk about those Gentiles and they talk about those Jews, and I mean, these are different words that you find in the new covenant. It was just talking, and we can take it one place further. We will be hitting it to it soon, talking about the two witnesses, Israel and Judah family. We're going to hit it, and we're going to prove it, okay? But he's letting you know that this new covenant is going to be made with the house of Israel, okay, and with the house of Judah, all Israel, those who are of Israel, who really are of Israel. Okay, it says, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was a husband unto them, said it. And this is really Yahushua speaking, said it to Yahushua. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith Yahushua. I will put my law in their inward parts. It's all spiritual. And write in their hearts, and will be their, I'm going to put king on here. Because if you say Yahuwah, it's going to be father. But if you say Yahushua, he's going to be the new king. And they shall be my people. One is the same, one and all. Okay, not that the same person, but Yahushua came to fulfill the will of Yahuwah. Okay, going to verse 34, it says, and they shall teach no more, okay, and they shall teach no more every man his neighbor. Why? Why is that? Well, because the Ruach is going to be leading you to the truth. It says, and they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, know Yahuwah. For they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith Yahuwah. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sins no more. Okay, that's taken out of Jeremiah 31. I read verses 31 to 34. But, family, we got to get back spiritual. I mean, it sounds like she's harping, but the word says it all the way around. the Old Testament or the Old Covenant was allowing us to go back to the beginning to understand where was it that we fell and who are we? Who are we? Well, by the time you get to the New Covenant and we're lost sheep, many of us have gone into ways of the heathen. You get into Yahushua walking and telling you, I'm coming but for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, getting 12 apostles, letting you know what took place, letting you know that there was someone else sitting in Moses' seat just teaching our people a bunch of nonsense and folly. Still doing it today. Most people can't get it. They get offended when I say, hey, these brothers aren't right. If they can't tell you this precept, I don't know why they can't do it. But this is what Paul and the other apostles were facing. Many people who thought just of the flesh. Just like when you have people saying, prepare, prepare, with guns, with stocking water and food, with getting out of America because it's Babylon. All these lies, family. Somebody else was sitting in Moses' seat teaching lies. They can't even give you the right power of authority. See, we got to go this route. Okay, I'm going to open up my mic at this point and bring on Brother Robert one more time because he's the only one. If anybody else wants to raise their hand, I will be looking. I will open your mic. Shabbat Shalom, Brother Robert. What do you think now? I got to get
Shabbat
your feedback.
Shalom. Shabbat Shalom again. It's good. It's good. It's always the possibility. When Israel, when the children of Jacob is waking up, we will, you know, try to link, try to remember what we had in Christianity for those who are in Christianity. But I've learned that when you have to wipe your mind of Christianity to get to understand what went wrong, because we bought into Christianity so deeply, the religions of the Gentiles. And so it's difficult for us to break ourselves loose from all of these traditions. For example, I was supposed to be doing a teaching on the virgin birth on Sunday and here. But I don't know, the whole place is snow now, so I wouldn't be able to get to the radio. But obviously, I'll do it in next week. But all of this virgin birth, the water baptism, the holy sacrament, as they call it, the Eucharist and all of these things, these are pagan things that have been brought in to our lives through Christianity. And unless we are prepared to re-examine these things, we will not understand what Yah is saying through His Spirit. This business of getting into the kingdom is for the children of the kingdom. The example is in Genesis chapter, it is chapter 6, when the fallen angels came down and mated with those beings. Right, that produce these giants. Now, those beings cannot get into the kingdom. It does not belong to them because the spirit that they received was not from Yah. Yah cannot receive that spirit. Yah received the spirit of the seed of Adam. In other words, the lineage of Adam is to them pertain the kingdom. You know, I just want to drop something here and then, you know, you think about it. You cannot blot out something if it was not already written. Something had to be written before you can blot it out. And if you read Deuteronomy chapter 28, Yah is saying to us that if we don't do what we are supposed to do as His people, He will blot out our name. It means we have already been written into the book of life. And we now have a choice as the seed of Adam, as the seed of Adam, not Satan's seed. As the seed of Adam, we could choose not to stay in the kingdom. So Hebrews, they can choose if they want to go down the line of Christianity and pick up all of those pagan things and try to be a part of it. They can choose. But we are in the book because we have been born. That is what he was trying to say to Nicodemus. That which is born of spirit is spirit. And that which is born of flesh is flesh. We were born in the spirit, but we fell into the flesh. That's why we locked up in this sinful body. But originally, we were in the spirit. So Yah is our father, but we fell into the flesh because of choice. And now, when we die, if we don't come back to Yah, our spirit, our life, is going to be lived in a place that it should not be lived in, out of the kingdom, because we have chosen. But if we live for Yah now, then it is to us pertain the kingdom. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey, you know, brother, you got me thinking about something. I was going to actually just do a private recording, but I'm going to say it now. I'm going to put you on pause for a second, and I'm going to open your mic back up once again. I want to share this with the family. Let me first mute you. But I appreciate all your words. And this family, this is to really get our family thinking. You know, the word says we're not supposed to add to or change. But I will tell you, the reason why a lot of the family members are not getting the truth is because of the words. And if you put the words, the correct words that should be there, that they've, if you, and the reason why I say the correct words, when you look in a strong concordance for the word they put in English, the right word is there. So what I'm going to do is I want to read something to you with the right words in them, and maybe the understanding will be more apparent to those who are not understanding Ezekiel 37, speaking about the dry bones. Brother Robert hit on something, and I had written this up, but I had a sore throat, so I couldn't speak. I was going to do the recording. I'm going to just read it to you, okay? Now, this is dealing with Ezekiel 37. Now, this is, I call it an edited for complete understanding. Okay, and I'm going to read it in the way that really it should be spoken of, with a little precept catching it and everything. Okay, Ezekiel 37, speaking of the dry bones, edited for complete understanding. The hand of Yahuwah, father of Israel, was on me and carried me out in the set-apart spirit of Yahushua and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of Adam, can these bones live? And I answered, O my father Yahuwah, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, Prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of Yahuwah your father. Thus said Yahuwah, father of Israel, unto these dry bones, Behold, I will cause the breath of the set-apart spirit to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath into you, the set-apart spirit, and ye shall live. And ye shall know that I am Yahuwah your father. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, the shaking. And the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinew and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, Prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of Adam, and say to the wind, Thus saith the father of Israel, Yahuwah, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain and spiritually destroyed who have partaken of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the set-apart spirit came in unto them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Then said he unto me, Son of Adam, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts in not obeying our father Yahuwah. Therefore, prophesy and say unto them, Thus said Yahuwah, Behold, O my people, I will open your eyes and wake you up out of your slumber, and cause you to come up out of your destroyed state, and bring you into your promised land, known as Israel. And ye shall know that I am your father, when I have opened your eyes and destroyed the lack of knowledge, which is the truth of my word, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, out of your destroyed physical and spiritual state, and shall put my set-apart spirit within you, and ye shall live. And I shall place you in your own land, which I promised to your fathers. Then shall ye know that I am Yahuwah, your father, have spoken it and performed it, said Yahuwah. The word of Yahuwah, father of Israel, came again unto me, saying, Moreover, thou son of Adam, take thee one stick and write upon it, for Judah and for the children of Israel his companions. Then take another stick and write upon it, for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel his companions, and join them one to another into one stick, and they shall become one in thine hand. And when the children of thy people shall speak unto thee, saying, Wilt thou not show us what thou meanest by these? Say unto them, Thus said Yahuwah, father of Israel, Behold, I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel, his fellows, and will put them with him, even with the stick of Judah, and will make them one stick, and they shall be one in mine hand. And the sticks whereon thou writest shall be in thine hand before their eyes. And say unto them, Thus saith Yahuwah, Behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the heathen nations, whether they be gone and were scattered, and will regather them on every side of the four corners of the earth, and bring them into their own land, which was promised to their fathers. And I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel. And one king shall be king to them all, and they shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all. Neither shall they defile themselves any more with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions. But I will save them out of all their dwelling places, wherein they have sinned, and will cleanse them. So shall they be my people, and I will be their father. And David, my servant, who represents Yahushua, my beloved son, shall be king over them. And they all shall have one shepherd. And, wait a minute, let me get that back. I'm going to read it right. And they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children and their children's children forever. And my beloved son Yahushua shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of shalom with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them. And I will place them and multiply them and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forever, forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be within them. Yea, I will be their father, and they shall be my people. And all heathen nations shall know that I, Yahuwah, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Hallelujah, Hua. All right, family, I want to get that read to you. And all I did was I just put the correct words, because you know they lied to us. They lied to us all the time and try to say that spiritual Israel, see two nations. You know, it's not just talking about the Hebrew nations, but if you don't understand when the kingdom was writ from King Solomon and it became two nations, when you go to the New Covenant and they're talking about all the nations coming in, well, we were scattered among all the nations. But the kingdom that was split was Israel itself. Okay, Israel itself was split and was known at that point as two different nations. Okay, so I want to read that in the right way. Brother, I got your line open if you want to expound on that at all.
Yeah, that was lovely. That was lovely. You know, like you said, what they have done, when King James and the others went in, they made a selection of a Hebrew word that suited them. and the selections that they have made in many cases has resulted in the deception that they wanted to create. It's the same thing, but I love this chapter because it reminds us, it takes us back to the garden, right back there, when Adam, our ancestor, was lying on the ground, lifeless. He had bones, he had skin, but he had no breath. So on that set-apart day, Yah breathed his set-apart spirit into Adam, and Adam became alive in Yah, full of Yah. And it is the same thing with you were saying to Ezekiel. The whole house of Jacob is like dry bones. And here we are, not knowing who we are, just because we are dry. But then he said, prophesy. Tell them the words of truth. Tell these people who they really are. And when they come to realize who they really are, these people will stand up as a great army. And the nations around will know that the only way these people could have been able to stand up again as a mighty army is because Yah did it. We can't do this by ourselves. It was Yah that did it. And the nations will bow down before him because they have done everything in their power to make sure that the name of Israel, that the name of Jacob, I'm not talking about those false Jews sitting there, the group of Europeans, I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the seed of Adam that manifested itself again in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37. The same situation, lying down flat, dead, needing the breath, the ruach, the life. That's why when Yahushua came on the scene, he breathed on the disciples. He breathed on them and said, receive ye the set-apart spirit. Because they did not even understand that that spirit, the world cannot receive the set-apart spirit. Only the seed of Adam. And unless we get that right, everything else is going to be wrong. Not even understand why Yahushua was born of earthly parents, Mary and Joseph. They were his earthly parents, for real. Yet he was divine, like us. Because we are his seed, Yah seed, we've got the set apart spirit. We're walking around with eternal life in us. And if we choose to put that eternal life in the fire, it's a choice that we can make. And really, Yah wants us to live that eternal life in his presence. And we've got the keys to the kingdom. It is to us that pertains that kingdom. It is to us that pertains the resurrection. What you have just read is also the resurrection. That is what the resurrection in the New Testament was talking about, where the seed of Adam will be resurrected. It is the prophecy of the resurrection, not rapture. It is the resurrection of the Hebrew. It is the resurrection of the seed of Adam when they come back to standing up and knowing who they really are in Yah.
That's right. And you know, brother, see, the reason why I put Son of Adam in there is exactly what you said. It goes right back to the beginning family. And this is what those who are spiritually discerned don't understand. You know, Adam, the breath of life that is talked about in Ezekiel 37, all he did was blow that breath of life right back onto those dry bones. He gave Adam, after Adam had the flesh and everything put on him, he gave him the breath of life, the set-apart spirit. That's how you're called. And that's why I said it's a spiritual thing, because when we say the serpent seed, we're not saying that these are actual serpents just running around with legs. No, we're saying that the spirit that dwells in them is not the same as the called lineage. And that's why I always compare everybody to go to Matthew and Luke, where you can get the lineage of Yahushua. It'll go straight back to Adam. And most of the Hebrews, I see them teaching not that. They teach when Moses crossed over the Jordan, that became the Hebrews right there. No, it's all the way from the very beginning. You know, and that's obvious if you're really reading with understanding, allowing the Ruach to operate in you, flow through you, and give you the truth, because that truth comes from our Father. Nobody can give you that information. The Father gives you that understanding. And that's what a lot of people are lacking. And that's why I really feel sorry for Rough 38, but I do pray that Rough 38 joins us when we talk about America being Babylon, because these same brothers, they have already fled out. I listened to their two witnesses, and I'm going to go into the two witnesses some more later. But, they're going to tell you that, this one part of the prophecy, America's not included because America's gone. And that is not what they're speaking of about the beast who you know, is destroyed, but then it's one beast is destroyed, then it's healed, or so I don't know. They're going into some weird stuff. A lot of people, they have other people out there writing books that say that America is Babylon. If you believe in that lie, look, you believe the other gospel, okay? Somebody has crept in unaware and taught you an error, because the word is not speaking about America being Babylon. America is not the only place that's sinful right now. And that's sin. Everybody has drinking of the cup of the fornication, which means everyone has believed a lie from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So we're going to go into that when I do the two witnesses. And I'm going to rehash a lot of the prophecies. As the Father reveals them to me, I will definitely reveal it to you, and it's going to be within the Word. I'm not going to have to take you to what's going on in Iraq today or Israel today or any of these other places around the country. I'm going to show you exactly what the Father's Word says. You know, and everybody else, it seems like they like to look at what's happening in the world. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you're not sticking with what the Scripture defines that as, you might be led astray, because they have taken the words. That's why I went back to Son of Adam. See, if you don't know, we're speaking of a specific lineage, just like when they tell you Yahushua, Immaculate Conception, he didn't pop out, although the Scripture says that he sprang out of the tribe of Judah, whereby he has a nation and a people. Well, they just said it was Immaculate Conception. There's no tie in with the Hebrews. You know, he's for everybody. You see, the words are what confuse the people. That's why I went back through. The Father led it on me to go ahead and rewrite Ezekiel 37. So those who are sleeping, if they can understand, we're talking about a specific lineage, and that is the seed of Adam. Okay, that's the lineage from Adam all the way to Yahushua. We know that the 12 tribes fall within there. So we have to bring it like that. And, brother, I'm really glad you pointed all that out to everyone. I mean, it's not to me. It's very easy, but I know there's some that come onto the site. They get really upset. And, you know, I allowed you to hear what they said. They say, hey, she's crazy. Well, if I'm crazy, then what they're really saying is the Father's crazy, because I've just read the Father's Word. Okay, so, you know, we got to start using discernment and watch who you're listening to, even me. Go ahead and check behind me. I offer you every scripture I'm reading. I'm not reading anything foreign that no one else has in their home. Okay, if you have a King James Bible, it'll be the same thing I'm speaking, okay? So, did you want to add anything else, brother, before I disconnect here?
Yeah, just quickly, you know, don't be too worried about the brothers that are talking about females and this and so on. You keep the focus and just do what Yah wants you to do. Don't be too bogged down with them, because this is going to happen today. It's going to happen forever. Just keep the focus. Yah uses his people, whether they be male or female. I'm a male, I listen to you. I got females that listen to me, males that listen to me. So don't get carried away with them and spend too much time focusing on them. Just continue to do what you're doing. Yah is on your side.
So right. Now, I will add, the only reason I bring this up again and again is because I have a lot of guests who come over, a lot of guests, and this might be the first time they're hearing this. So I have to bring those verses up so that they may hear the truth as well. You remember when Yahushua, he came for the lost sheep, those who were poor in spirit and everything, they didn't know the truth. So I do a lot of repeating, and I will let the family know as well as those guests who come by. The reason why I do that is because I don't know which show may be the first that you hear the word spoken. And in truth, you know, so I have to go those routes, and I do have to rehash, because that's a major that is leading a lot of Israel with division. Okay, and I go to the videos, I see the women, they're in error, they don't know any better, and they're underneath the man who is telling them something, that they have to be in total submission. Most of these men are corrupt, who's telling you that. They tell you you have to have many wives. That's corruption, that's lustful thinking, that's of the flesh, you know. So we have to go through those scriptures. Yes, I get tired of talking about it, to be quite honest with you, but I know if I read a verse and it says the word man, somebody going to think, someone out there will think that this is just relating to a man. Well, no, it's talking about the children of Israel, okay, but it uses a masculine text. So, yeah, brother, I mean, I agree with you. I shouldn't have to do this, but if we're going to be teachers of the word, we have to also reach those who come on who really have always heard the lie. Once they hear the truth, we try to blend it in for them so they can understand it through the precepts and through the defining of what those words in English are.
I understand.
Yeah, but, you know, it does get – for those who listen to the show all the time, I know it's a headache for y'all to hear it over and over, but, hey,
no,
you know, it's
fine.
Only by hearing.
Yeah, it's fine. It's good. But the show was excellent. It was excellent. I enjoyed it.
Okay. Well, hey, brother, you know, I really appreciate that you called in. And family, those of you who did not call in, but there's a lot on the call-in line right now, and you came out and you listened to the show, hey, I thank you. I thank you for coming out and sojourning with Israel. I thank you for, you know, your ears are open. You want to hear the truth. You're searching out the Father's Word. Now, what I will offer everybody is always go back through our archives if there's a series and get that full understanding. You know, we've been hitting on a lot of different things over the years, and justifiably, we will hit on new topics as well, because we're going to really get into the new covenant well, because that's where I see a lot of error going. Especially, I see it all over, but when we get into the spiritual part of it, because unless we're going to come back spiritual, you're not going to enter that kingdom. No flesh and blood will enter, only the spiritual, you know, our spiritual bodies. That's what the Father wants us to get out of all the fleshly ways. So with that said, family, I'm going to close up here, and I like to play some music, but thank you, Brother Robert. You know, I pray all is going well for you in the UK.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, I appreciate you. Hey, just in case you guys want to know, I talked to Sister Venus. She's getting her phone and everything situated, but we're going to have, even though I probably have the postings wrong, next Friday, okay, I'm going to move the show that I have for the two witnesses back to probably March, okay? But don't worry about it, because it's going to be good. But I'm going to give her the slot for Friday, because she has she has a show to do on the rapture. She did part one. She's going to be bringing out part two, okay, and wrapping it up. And then we're going to be getting to prophecy, whereby we showed you the lie, we showed you where it came from, we gave you the understanding, we broke down some words. Now let's go into seeing what the Father's really speaking of. And we're going to be hitting on that America Babylon lie. We will hit on that, no doubt. So I just wanted to share that with everyone, and I thank everyone for coming out today. And I'll keep praying for you guys. I pray that you are keeping me in your prayers as well. Keeping the Father's word, if you sin, repent instantly, okay, and come back righteously and in truth to our Father. So with that said, family, I'm going to go ahead and close up. I want to give you a good song. Let me see. I'm going to give you Israel's Redemption. I like that. Okay, family, shalom. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
In the last days, Israel shall rise again as a mighty nation. Gentile peoples shall serve her. Zion shall be established. Finally, they shall dwell in celestial splendor. For the Lord will have mercy on Jacob, and will yet choose Israel, and set them in their own land, and the strangers shall be joined with them, and they shall cleave to the house of Jacob. And the people shall take them and bring them to their place, and the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of the Lord for servants and handmaids, and they shall take them captives, whose captives they were, and they shall rule over their oppressors. And it shall come to pass in the day that the Lord shall give thee rest from thy sorrow and from thy fear and from the hard bondage wherein thou wast made to serve, that thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of Babylon and say, How hath the oppressor ceased, the golden city ceased. And the sons of strangers shall build up thy walls, and their kings shall minister unto thee. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy on thee. Therefore thy gate shall be open continually, they shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish, yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. those nations shall be utterly wasted. The sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee, and all they that despised thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet, and they shall call thee the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. But Zion said, The Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I will lift up mine hand to the Gentiles, and set up my standard to the people, and they shall bring thy sons in their arms, and thy daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders. And kings shall be thy nursing fathers, and their queens thy nursing mothers. They shall bow down to thee with their face toward the earth, and lick up the dust of thy feet, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord, for they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. For I will contend with him that contendeth with thee, and I will save thy children, and I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh, and they shall be drunken with their own blood as with sweet wine. And all flesh shall know that I, the Lord, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. For it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off thy neck, and will burst thy bonds, and strangers shall no more serve themselves of him. But they shall serve the Lord their God, and David their king, whom I will raise up unto them. Therefore, fear thou not, O my servant Jacob, saith the Lord, neither be dismayed, O Israel. For lo, I will save thee from afar, and thy seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return, and shall be in rest, and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to save thee. Though I make a full end of all nations whither I have scattered thee, yet will I not make a full end of thee. But I will correct thee in measure, and will not leave thee altogether unpunished. For thus saith the Lord, Thy bruise is incurable, and thy wound is grievous. There is none to plead thy cause, that thou mayest be bound up. Thou hast no healing medicines. All thy lovers have forgotten thee, they seek thee not. For I have wounded thee with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the multitude of thine iniquity, because thy sins were increased. Because thy sins were increased, I have done these things unto thee. Therefore all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. And they that spoil thee shall be a spoil, and all that prey upon thee will I give for a prey. Therefore all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. And they that spoil thee shall be a spoil, and all that prey upon thee will I give for a prey.
Behold, I have taken out of thine hand the cup of trembling, even the dregs of the cup of my fury. Thou shalt no more drink it again. But I will put it into the hand of them that afflict thee, which have said to thy soul, Bow down, that we may go over. And thou hast laid thy body as the ground and as the street to them that went over.
Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that it shall no more be said, The Lord liveth that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But the Lord liveth that brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north and from all the lands whither he had driven them. And I will bring them again into their land that I gave unto their fathers.
Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away.
Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured nor numbered. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, Ye are not my people, there it shall be said unto them, Ye are the sons of the living God. But Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. Ye shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him.